nothing is off limits. While at the same time, I urge you guys to be cool.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Aha! You are Jesus!
Yes, I am.
Oh my God! Jesus Christ! The Messiah! You've returned! You've returned to bring us the good word!
What word?
Jesus H. Christ in a chicken basket.
And now,
wow, that is really hard. You really think you can go all day long? Well, you always left me satisfied and smiling, so.
That's what she said!
Our feature presentation.
Anyway, I'm out of here, heading back to L.A.
Okay.
From my home, my apartment. It's kind of loud sometimes.
Hmm.
And don't forget that, anyway, I'll talk to you next Sunday.
Okay, see you later, Rodney.
Did he forget?
And don't forget.
Was going to tell you not to forget?
Anyway.
Anyway. Anyways.
It'd be great if he and Dave somehow merged into one person.
I know. I expected the sweater comment next.
Aren't they already? How can you tell the difference between the two? Rodney is just Dave plus 100 years.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
He's a dynamic and fiery order.
Good morning, everybody. It's Kevin DeBicho. It's 5:31, and it's Wednesday, the 22nd of Foxtober.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
I don't know about you, but I've been thinking about meat all day long.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, everyone get a new car today? Or just me?
You got a new car?
Pretty safe to say just you.
Really? Because I'm planning on getting one. Okay. Well, I mean...
That's a joke?
With every cheeseburger purchase at an In-Out Burger, you go into a drawing. And I think each location is giving away like 20 cars for the birthday celebration today.
No
kidding. So, I mean, what are the chances? I mean, I got a great chance of winning one. Yeah, it's their 60th anniversary. You know, I got the... 25-cent hamburgers, 30-cent right. cheeseburgers, 15-cent fries, 10-cent drinks, new cars. Lisa, I think they're doing breast implants. I think that's the other prize they're giving away.
Really?
Every location. Yeah, they got that going on.
And that's to every customer.
That's whether
male,
need it
female,
or not.
Whether you need it or not.
Need it or not, right. Yeah. They just strap you down.
Yeah, they are givers.
I'm not positive that's all true.
Well, I got it.
You don't think the breast implants?
I'm just saying, there's some of those that sound a little shaky. I'm just saying, I'm not positive.
I guess you can't do surgery, but you could certainly give away cars.
And I'm sure they will. Yeah, I got the anniversary email in my mailbox
right.
on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly, it's true. You can't lie about stuff like that.
You can't get emails that are not the truth.
No, you can't. Are you new? You can't send something out that's not true.
We know that the In-N-Out thing is true, and the FEMA coffins thing is true.
Well, that's true.
Can't wait to hear about that today.
Yeah. That's the best.
Because that's on the internet.
Did you watch any of those videos, Bean?
I totally forgot about it. Lisa just said the magic words, FEMA coffins. Now that's all I care about.
I spent about an hour going through that stuff. I love craziness. Just
apparently,
love it.
This guy called us.
Proof what you went through yesterday.
Guy called us at the end of the show yesterday telling us that FEMA, for some reason, which is the group, the segment of the government that's supposed to come in and help Americans during times of crisis, are for some reason best positioned to eliminate them en masse.
Mm-hmm.
So, according to his research, 90% of U.S. citizens are going to be killed. Is that right? Is that what the video backs up?
That's what the video backs up. It's also that it's 90% of the world. They're just going to begin with 90% of Americans. That's the starting point.
And we asked the dude, why are they killing 90%? And his answer was something like, because then it'll be easy to control the other 10%.
Right.
Well, why not kill 99%? Because 1% would be even easier to control.
Yeah, why not kill them all, and then it's just all yours?
Well, you need some kind of workforce, I imagine. And by that,
maybe
I mean
that's
slave.
What it is, yeah. Ah.
If you're going to kill 90%, you're not going to get coffins and bury them all. That's just ridiculous.
Oh, Lisa, you're so naive. So naive.
Yeah, why would you bury them? You just put them in a landfill or
exactly.
something,
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. Fertilizer, man.
Going along with naive Lisa.
Wow. What's the method that
you people need your eyes opened
to kill 295 million people?
Was the method mentioned?
How are they going to do it?
I don't remember.
Free cheeseburgers? Is that how they're going to do it?
I think it may be gas.
That's another thing I wanted to ask the guy yesterday who was all upset about this was that he's like, you don't understand. I've seen video and there's thousands of coffins. I said, well, I want to know where the other 250 million coffins are because he
said
90% of the U.S., you know?
Yeah.
And you could drive right by them, apparently, on the video cars are zooming by. So it's not really a big secret, I guess.
Well, they don't have to keep it a secret because they're that efficient.
And what can
when
we do?
When you're FEMA, who stands in your way, you know? Heck of a job, Brownie.
Exactly.
So apparently the Illuminati is back. They are running things behind the scenes.
Oh, they've always been doing that.
They've chosen a government agency rather than, say, oh, I don't know, the military, to kill 90% of Americans, and that's going to happen very soon.
There was a secret meeting of Congress, and they are all really good at keeping secrets.
They're all in on it.
Yeah.
And you're either on, you know, one of the three lists. I think there's a green and a red and a yellow list.
Oh, okay.
And I believe our names will probably be on the red list, and that
and
is
bad,
not...
right?
Well, it's not the list you want to be on if you want to live.
Kevin, I think we're taking our lives into our own hands just talking about
right
now.
That's very true. This is dangerous.
We've been
apparently
exposed.
Already started with Fontana this morning, by the way.
Yes, they have.
Jeez.
I don't know what that means.
There's a big-ass fire burning in Fontana.
Huge.
We just saw it on the news. It's amazing how big it is already.
That's what she said. The firefighter said, fire? Where? Oh, Fontana. Never mind. So I don't even know if they're going to put it out. You know,
because just let it go?
Just let it
well,
burn.
Once they put the fire out, they're still Fontana. So what's the point?
The problem is the whole city's so flammable because of meth vapors that, you know, it's really impossible to contain.
Go up in 1 second.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll keep an eye on that. But I'm most excited about the FEMA coffins of death. I'm most excited about that and all the free stuff we're going to get from In-N-Out today. So
it's a good day, right?
A lot of excitement happening today. Yeah. Well, if you don't get killed, you get a free burger. Yeah, it's pretty good, I guess. We'll look at it that way. I prefer better odds, but okay.
I'm not positive all that's happening with In-N-Out, by the way.
Really?
But the FEMA thing's true.
FEMA is absolutely true.
All right.
FEMA Coffins of Death, by the way, are playing this weekend. I'm very excited to see them.
Sure.
Let's talk about some of the other things that are on today's Kevin and Bean Show.
Okay.
Have you heard of the Geisha Facial?
On this show, I have.
I know it sounds funny and all, but there's
it's like the chocolate pizza, right?
No. There's an actual facial at a spa in New York City where they put bird poop on your face.
There is a new way to get a facial.
Yeah.
It's a specific bird.
It
right?
is, yes. I can't remember which one it is right now, but
I think it's a nightingale, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
It's $180 for a facial with that.
How many nightingales it has.
With that
it takes
poof.
To
yeah,
get
I don't know. I mean,
poop for a facial.
That's a question I would have to have answered for me. I don't know the answer to that.
Are the birds right there at the location and somebody's got to go and scoop it up every day?
I don't know.
Turn it into. Wow.
That's a good question.
You never let it show on your face.
So, supposedly, they've been doing this for hundreds of years in Japan, and there is one spa in New York City named Shizuka, and it's named after a woman, and we're going to talk to her today.
Great.
So we're going to ask her all about the geisha facial.
Please, Kevin, not in the face.
That's what he said. Also on today's show, we got some more examples of worst cover songs. We opened the floodgates yesterday. Talking about bad cover songs, and it really is fascinating to see who picks what songs and how poorly they're done.
Mm-hmm.
And how wrong some people are, by the way.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Some people are wrong about the – because some of them are actually good.
Yeah.
Not all are bad, but there are some bad that I think everyone can agree on.
Absolutely. And I do wonder sometimes – we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I wonder how invested you are in the original may really reflect your opinion of the cover. Like, for instance, I'll give you one example of one that was sent in a lot yesterday was the Pink Floyd cover, Comfortably Numb, by Sister Sisters, which is a real big dance hit and made some pop noise a couple years ago. If you love Pink Floyd and think their version is perfect, well, you're going to hate somebody who's going to turn it into a dance record. If you don't really care about the Pink Floyd song, maybe you can look at Comfortably Numb by Sister Sisters and go, hey, that's a pretty good song. So I think you bring something to the opinion.
Also, today we're going to talk to D.L. Hughley. He's got a new show on CNN.
I think that's a great idea. He'd be wonderful.
It's called D.L. Hughley Breaks the News.
It's political, right?
I believe so. It's CNN, so it's news-oriented.
Yeah. Cool.
Any network that employs Larry King to this day should not be too picky about what they get from a talk show host.
That's a good point.
I think it's their highest-rated hour.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
That says more about us than them.
We're also going to do Ask a Plastic Surgeon today.
Yeah, great. That should be fun.
We had this book a couple of weeks ago, but the guy that we were going to have, Dr. Robert Ray, had jury duty. So today we're going to bring him into the studio in the 8 o'clock hour, and you can ask any questions that you have. Maybe he knows something about the Geisha facial. Maybe we could ask him about
good
that.
Good point.
He's a real plastic surgeon. He's not a TV doctor, right?
Well, I believe he's both.
He's on TV, but he's a real plastic surgeon.
Yeah, I think this is the Dr. 90210 dude.
Yeah.
But okay. He's also a famous plastic surgeon.
So we can find out if you can get breast augmentation right at an In-N-Out.
We could ask him.
That's possible, too.
Good point. We're going to talk to a dude about the zombie thriller dance party.
That's what I'm talking about.
Put that in a file, would you? All right. Yeah, I don't understand this at all, but apparently they're going for a Guinness Book of World Records, and they want to hold hands and do the thriller dance. And I don't know what the hell kind of idea this is. And how it's...
Dance is more popular today than it was in 1984 for some reason. I don't know why.
And how's that possible?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but it's funny.
And I don't know if you've heard or not, but the NSA is continuing their eavesdropping on regular Americans, not just the terrorists, but regular Americans.
That doesn't surprise me.
And we got highlights of that coming up just after the top of the hour.
Yeah.
And the other thing we forgot to mention is that FEMA is going to kill us all.
Oh, my
right.
God, no.
So,
with bird faces.
We hadn't talked about that yet.
At In-N-Out. On TV.
But we'll get to it. Plus, don't forget, all week long, we have your Guitar Hero World Tour, plus either a Wii, an Xbox 360, or a PlayStation 3. At 7 o'clock this morning will be your next chance to win. A quick break, and Ralph Showbiz Beat is next.
Ralph Garman.
How are you,
man? Yeah. How many times did you watch The House last night?
None.
What?
Zero.
Really?
I had to
You're
TiVo
the one who's
it.
So fired up about 13 and her lesbian love.
I had to TiVo because I had to go out. We had dinner plans with some friends, so I did not get a chance to see it upon my arrival back home, and I will watch it all afternoon today.
So yes.
All afternoon.
All afternoon.
Did you see it already,
Mike?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm
a little behind on my TV. I've been catching up on everything.
I'm tough.
She couldn't be any hotter, Olivia Wilde.
You know, I watched yesterday afternoon is Chuck, which is a show that I like. We don't talk about much here. That's on NBC. Mm-hmm. And Nicole Richie was the guest star of Chuck this week.
That's right.
And she was really good in it.
Really?
I was stunned that she can act and kick ass. She had a bunch of fight scenes, too. I was impressed.
How about that? I wouldn't have thought she would be good.
I wouldn't have either. I was
good for her.
I was concerned when I started watching it, and then my concern turned to abject joy. I don't know what that means.
Well, you'll definitely need some private time to enjoy the house this afternoon.
Good news. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, I'm concerned.
About?
The fact that Julianne Hough has been rushed to the hospital.
What?
Everyone is getting injured on that show this season.
She had to be rushed to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Beverly Hills after collapsing backstage at Dancing with the Stars. TMZ.com has the story. They say that she complained of stomach pains all day, but after a performance that became unbearable, she collapsed and they rushed her to the hospital.
My
listen,
whole show's
people,
unbearable.
Listen, people, we cannot afford our smoking hot girls to be injured.
What do you want people to do?
We need some sort of legislation passed. Some
they can't
sort
get
of
hurt?
Smoking Hot Broad Protection Act. I'm going to put that up to the Congress and see what they do. Whatever with this bailout, we need to take care of our real natural resources, which are really hot girls.
You watch that show, Ralph?
No, but I watch her.
All right.
In my pants.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but... sad news for Showbiz Bigwig, Viacom, and CBS CEO Sumner Redstone and his wife Paula. The pair have been married for 5.5 years, and they yesterday announced their divorce.
He's a douche.
Hey, whoa. Incorrect. Whoa. Wrong, sir.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
Sumner Redstone is a god among men, and whatever she did to deserve the divorce, I hope there's a reckoning for her waiting in the afterlife.
And he's a fag.
I'm sure it's not age, because he's only like 45 years older than her.
Lisa?
Like that.
Yeah, it can't be that.
Speak your blasphemy not in my presence,
no,
woman.
No, I'm protecting him here. I mean, what's 45 years?
That's right. It's nothing.
Come on. That guy is a vital, vital man.
Is he at all responsible in the group that pulled paper stains from the Kevin and Bean show and website?
I don't believe Sumner makes those decisions.
I don't think he sits in on that.
Yeah, I don't think he really has any say-so on that.
Probably didn't go up to him.
That day-to-day sort of radio bizwax.
But could he have granted that song a stay of execution? Yes, he could have.
Yes, he could have.
Apparently he's a little preoccupied right now.
Wow.
the talented,
all of the
handsome,
people of all of that decision,
smart and charming Sumner Redstone,
mm-hmm.
said that he intends to be very generous with his soon-to-be ex-wife, Paula. I want her to live a comfortable life for the rest of her life, he said.
That guy was a doofus.
Therefore, I will go well beyond the prenup.
No kidding.
Well, it's very nice of him.
So he's going to give her a grip load of cash.
He's perfect in every way.
He is a masterful, masterful human being, and I...
He seems like a tool.
Congratulations to our pal Jillian Anderson. She's a mom again. She and her boyfriend, Mark Griffiths, welcomed a 6-pound, 15-ounce baby boy into the world October the 15th. His name? Felix. That's cute.
Felix.
Okay.
Felix.
Felix.
Maybe it's cute for a baby. Is it cute for a guy? Felix?
I don't know. Makes me think of The Odd Couple whenever I hear
Felix. I don't know any
Felix. Felix and Oscar, right?
Yeah.
Holly Madison isn't spending her evenings at home since she broke up with another handsome, generous, talented man, Hugh Hefner.
He's a fag.
Apparently, she has been sported kissing, holding hands, and getting cozy with Criss Angel.
No!
No.
Yeah.
I thought they were just friends.
Awesome.
Well, apparently, they're more than just friends, Lisa.
Mm. Wow.
Witnesses said the two seemed completely enamored with one another in Vegas Monday night while they put on a public display of affection for all to see.
He got it in the box.
Yes. Oh. More rumors are swirling that Lindsay Lohan may be switching sides again. The Post Chronicle says that Lilo has a big crush on Chase Crawford, P.I., from Gossip Girl, and has been sending him X-rated text messages nearly nonstop.
I didn't come over here to eat tacos.
Since they met at a party a few weeks back.
Chicks love Wang Bone.
Spies on the set of Gossip Girl say Lindsay's been calling him up to 4 times a day, and that Chase is being teased continually on the set thanks to his new friend, Lindsay Lohan.
Girls love sex. All right.
They do, and some like the Wang Bone. Speaking of Lindsay, she got slapped with a civil lawsuit yesterday by those 3 dudes who claimed that she hijacked that car they were riding in back in July of 2007. Remember that story? When she was on the high-speed chase?
Oh, yes,
yes. The woman claimed that she was being stalked by Lindsay Lohan and was frightened to death when the car would not stop following her. And apparently she got in the car with some friends when they were all out boozing or something.
But she wasn't driving, right? Or
yeah,
was
she was.
She was driving.
Yeah, she took over the wheel and chased after this woman who was like the mother
of
her
of
assistant or something.
Assistant? Yeah.
It was some dramatic hazurai.
I kind of remember that.
Anyway, they're suing her.
Sure.
It's a civil suit. They claim that she endangered their lives. Ronnie Blake, Jake and Suter, and Dante Negro.
Come on,
no
Ralph.
Way.
Are looking for unspecified damages.
Come on.
Meanwhile, Lindsay's attorney says that the suit is frivolous and that the trio had the night of their lives hanging out with Lindsay. That seems like a feeble defense at best. Your Honor, I know my client may have kidnapped these 3 gentlemen and taken them to a high-speed chase, but they had a great time.
They were loving it.
Case dismissed. More legal news. Apparently, Miss Louisiana Teen USA has been stripped of her crown.
Oh, say it's not so.
18-year-old Lindsay Evans got busted last weekend when she dined and dashed with some friends at a restaurant.
Really?
She and 3 of her friends skipped out of the bill at a restaurant Saturday night. However, Lindsay forgot her purse after her escape.
Oops.
Uh-oh. Left it behind in the booth. She came back for it as the manager and police were going through it. Inside it, they found a bag of marijuana.
Oh, what a moron.
She's a dumb dine and dasher.
Wow.
No kidding.
The 18-year-old has been stripped of her crown and the respect and admiration of girls all over Louisiana, which is really the hardest part,
sure.
I'm sure.
How do you recover from
that?
In her
defense, she had the time of her life.
She did. She did have the time of her life.
Yes.
And finally, back where he belongs, Eric Estrada is going to be on TV.
Yeah, Eric.
He's going to be on next Friday's episode of NBC's Life, another show that I like an awful
lot. Oh, Life is so good.
It's been really good this season. Eric apparently will play himself on the episode. He says in an interview, the show wanted me to do a cameo as myself at an extravagant party thrown by a murder suspect. It's a funny bit. All the girls are walking around in bikinis. I am in my thong.
Ew. That's what I'm talking about. Punch in a thong.
Ew.
NBC should just put a half an hour of Eric Estrada walking around in a thong on television. That's what I want to see. And you'll be hearing a new Guns N' Roses track today, if you listen carefully. Not here, of course, but someplace. Chinese Democracy.
Hey!
It's not a leak, man. This is an official release of the first single off Chinese Democracy.
Sure it is.
It is.
We're going to try to track it down, Ralph. We're trying to get it on.
The CD is set to be released November the 23rd at Best Buy's.
Best Buy?
Everywhere. So finally, Chinese Democracy hitting the streets. Can you believe it?
Nope.
Can you believe it?
Mm-mm.
You know Elizabeth Taylor?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, I know sure. You hate her because she's old.
Old, ugly broad.
But at one time, she was the world's biggest movie star.
Yep. And one of the most beautiful women in the world as well.
She's 76 years old now, bound to a wheelchair, does not get around well. However, she still likes to party. Story has been released today that she apparently is a regular at the West Hollywood gay bar, The Abbey.
Really?
Yes. She hangs out there all the time, and witnesses there say she likes to suck down tequila shots and drink apple martinis. You go, girl.
Wow.
Why she hangs out in a gay bar to do that, I can't imagine, but, you know. She's an icon. She's a gay icon.
I was wondering if she had that, like Liza Minnelli does. And
oh, the gays love Elizabeth Taylor.
I didn't know that.
So she probably goes there so she doesn't have to buy drinks.
I'll have another tequila.
If you're in a wheelchair, you can't fall over drunk either.
That's true.
Yeah.
Kevin. Got that going for you.
Kevin, this you may have hit something for you. This may
you
be
go.
Your next step.
In Vegas?
In Vegas, we should put Kevin in a wheelchair every time we're in Vegas.
Great idea.
And one of those,
push them around.
One of those that has a little motor in it that I can drive.
Yeah, a little rascal.
Yeah.
Souped
up. Does Miss Taylor ever run into Dante Negro at the Abbey?
I don't think Dante hangs out there.
No. Okay.
No. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Zach Hansen of Hansen. Mbop.
Oh, she's hot. That one.
She is 23 years old.
I think Taylor is the girl.
Oh.
Jonathan Lipnicki. Do you remember Jonathan Lipnicki?
He was the name.
The cute little kid from Jerry Maguire.
Oh,
the human
with the glasses.
Head weighs 8 pounds. Remember that?
Yep.
He was Renee Zellweger's kid in that movie.
Yep.
He's 18 years old today.
Oh, my gosh.
He gets to vote.
Yes, he does.
Good for him. Actor Jeff Goldblum is 56 years old today. Christopher Lloyd, of course, from Taxi and the Back to the Future movies. Marty, we've got to get you back to the future.
Not much call for that one.
No, but I can pull it out once a year.
That's good.
He is 70 years old today. And Carlos Mencia, also known as Dave the King of Mexico.
That's right.
41 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
We got an update on a topic we had on the radio later in the show yesterday. We were talking about the world's worst cover songs. Now, what was the song that got us started on the topic, Kevin? How did it come up again?
Oh, that would have been Fight for Your Right to Party by Big and Rich.
Yes.
Maybe the worst cover ever.
And we took hundreds of calls and afros and emails, and I still think Big and Rich is in the running for being the worst cover song of all time. But you had some great suggestions of songs that we really need to spotlight on how bad they are.
Let me just play this one first for people who didn't hear it.
My mom busted in, said, what's a noise? Oh, mommy just chilling, it's a Big and Rich boy.
Because they changed
it to
their name.
You gotta fight for your right.
Well, I think you know how that goes.
That makes it more hateful to me that they would change the lyrics and put their stupid names
their
in it.
Their own names.
Screw them.
I guess they figured, what else can we do? We can't say Beastie Boys, so what do they do with that spot in the song? They had to put something, right?
Yeah.
No, at that point they go, you know, we probably shouldn't even be covering this.
Yeah, exactly.
We're lame. I got an email from Paul who wrote, FYI, mid-90s R&B musician Al B. Sure. Who, by the way, spells his name with an exclamation mark at the end of it, did an absolutely horrible version of the Eagles' Hotel California.
Oh, no kidding.
Which I don't remember it well.
Think I had ever heard, but here's a little taste of that. How bad is that?
That is awful.
That's a tough song to cover, although the Gypsy Kings did a really good cover of Hotel California, if you ever had a chance to hear their version, but I'll be sure not so much.
I came in on late on this one, John says. Did anyone mention Paul Anka? His cover of Wonderwall had to be on the list.
He did not.
You know, that's a whole category of the super soft love song singers. Mm-hmm. Doing covers like Pat Boone, who was famous, I think, in the 1950s. ended up
a heavy
doing
metal cover. Metal.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's almost just for kitsch. I mean, it's almost just because it's ridiculous that that person would sing it. But some of these people are truly serious when they suggest it. Leanne Rimes covered Purple Rain and by Prince, and that wasn't good.
She's awful. Purple Rain.
That's not a good cover.
She is awful, and Ralph always, whenever she comes up in the Showbiz Beat, mentions it. She looks like she needs a cut, man. She does look like she's gone 10 rounds. I don't know what's happened to her head, but it's bad.
We mentioned this one yesterday, but didn't have a clip for it, and it's, to me, one of the worst songs. I know that's an outrage to a lot of you, including Bean, but seriously, Madonna with American Pie.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie.
I just don't see the point of that.
She makes it better because it goes wee-oo-wee, wee-oo-wee, like a dance song.
If you start hearing that in the background, you can't hear anything else. It's so annoying. I like the original. I did think her cover version, which, by the way, was a number one pop single. You heard it all over Kiss FM. It was an abomination.
Yeah, it was, right?
I agree.
Wow, all right. This one is just incorrect. Gerardo writes, the Foo Fighters are one of my favorite bands of all time, but they should have left My Darling Nikki alone.
Oh, interesting.
I thought they did a really good job with
Foo
that.
Foo Fighters falls into that strange category. I don't have very many of that. They really can't do anything wrong. I mean, to me, almost everything, I can't mention a song I didn't like by them. He goes on to say, the original isn't all that great anyway, but the Foo's version leaves paper stains. Jerry Tustin. So that's a nice touch.
I thought they did a great, I don't like all their covers, but I thought they did a fantastic job with Darling Nikki. I got to disagree with the emailer, too.
Yesterday we talked about this song, but didn't have a clip for it. This is, of course, Kelly Osbourne covering Papa Don't Preach.
Please, Papa don't preach. I'm in trouble deep. Papa don't preach. I'm in losing sleep.
No.
Nope.
It's not nearly as good as the original.
And whose papa could preach less than hers?
You know? Right.
You know what I mean?
He'd high-five her.
Here's one from K-Rock listener Megan, who writes in, Dear Kevin and Bean, caught your segment on the worst cover songs ever yesterday. Did anyone mention the perversion of nature known as Dolly Parton's cover of Stairway to Heaven, the Led Zeppelin song? Never have I prayed for death like the time I was subjected to this oral torture by a terribly misguided college professor. It's absolutely awful. Megan, Stairway to Heaven. Here's Dolly Parton.
Oh, man, oh, man.
And let you got to hear the whole thing because it's like her, 9 minutes long.
And let me just say something to the country musicians out there who I'm sure are listening to our show. You can't make everything better by putting a banjo on it. It's not
that's
a rule. It's not a hard, fast rule. You just put a banjo on it. It's not necessarily good.
That song was in the news a few years ago when it was revealed that it was one of the songs that was on George W. Bush's iPod. One of the songs that he runs to is Dolly Parton's Stairway to Heaven.
Oh,
are
my
you
God.
Kidding?
Nope.
Is it time to do most embarrassing songs on your iPod again?
Maybe.
Because that's terrible, that song. Here's an Afro call with a suggestion.
The worst cover ever recorded in the history of music, Sheryl Crow covering Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah.
That was almost the number one song mentioned yesterday by our listeners. For some reason, they found that one particularly offensive.
Well, it's bad.
It is bad.
I think is why. And here's another Afro call.
Tori Amos cover of the Eminem song, the Bonnie and Clyde, 95 or whatever the hell was. That is the worst cover song ever created.
Come on, hey, we're going to the beach. Grab a couple of toys and let Dada strap you in the car seat. Where's Mama? She's taking a little nap in the trunk. Oh, that smell. Dada must have run over a skunk.
That's just confusing is what that is.
It's like, confusing. It's creepy.
Tori. Yeah.
There's a lot wrong with that song. Not as bad as Big and Rich, but bad on pretty much every
not
level.
Good.
Yeah. Come on now. This is the one that started it all. Bean?
It's less than 10 days till Halloween.
But
sing it
this
if you
is
know it.
Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween.
It really original version.
Ghostly things are gonna happen.
Now does it sound good compared to Omar
yes.
for a year?
You
had no idea, did you?
Halloween spooks outside my window. Halloween spooks behind the tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
This isn't good.
Here's the part that, Kevin, this is the part that really endeared this song to you forever, right?
Yeah, I want to punch them in the head.
If it was just the singing part, you'd go, all right, not my taste, but I can live with it. Then it gets into this, and you go...
What is this? Honestly, what are they doing?
They're being very scary. It's spooky. It's Halloween. It's ghosts.
This chick doesn't want to make you punch her in the head? Stop making that noise. Honestly. I mean, really. And it goes on forever.
Hold on, we got a big finish coming up. Then we got D.L. Hughley on the phone. Stand by.
We're going to make him wait so this guy can gargle?
Uh-oh. Dude, oral hygiene is very important.
Seriously, dude, this is...
All right, hold on, here it is. It's a big finish.
Sure enough.
Halloween spooks outside my window. Halloween spooks behind the tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window.
There we go. All right. Great.
Come on. Come on.
It had to be done, Kevin.
Dude, you can live with it for a week. Come on.
All right, let's bring on D.L. Hughley, shall we?
Only cool thing about being a black comedian is you get to say shit other people can't say. That's the deal. White women are disappearing at an alarming rate, man. Between abductions, anorexia, and black athletes, it ain't gonna be no white women left for y'all. The only people ain't laughing at that is white men and black women. F*** you, D.L. That's not funny. Everybody's politically correct. You can't say nothing no goddamn more, man. I'm just telling you how I see it. Gas is so high, gas costs more than cocaine. I'm not saying I know, I'm just telling you it's high. This nation was founded by immigrants. Everybody in this motherfucker took a boat. Some of us willingly. Women love to spend time with you, but only when you're doing the shit they want to do. Let's stay home and drink some wine and watch some porno. No!
He is one of the original kings of comedy, one of our favorite guests all the time on The Kevin and Bean Show, and his new show debuts of all places on CNN Saturday night at 10. D.L. Hughley breaks the news, and he joins us on The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock right now. Good morning, D.L.
Hey, good morning. I had to wait to the second gurgle. What is that all about?
That song is the worst song ever, and I've been complaining about it forever.
We play it every Halloween. D.L., every time you come in, we say to you on or off the air, when are you going to get a talk show? Now you got something to tell us.
I am excited. We're going to be on CNN. We're going to, the show premieres this weekend at it's Saturday at 10. You know, even on a late night talk show, I'm working the graveyard shift.
I guess you got to start somewhere though, right? And then it's
absolutely.
Since Larry King's going to die any day.
I doubt it.
Maybe you can move right up. Now, DL, one of your things has always been you love to be unconventional and you love to be politically incorrect. That's not exactly a mix with CNN.
Yeah, you know, I like to, I know, because we were actually shopping the show around, and we had, offers from a couple of other cable outlets, and then my agent called and said, what do you think about CNN? And I said, I'm not an anchor. I'm not a news anchor. And they said, no, they want to do the show you want to do. I met with John Klein, who's the president of CNN, and basically he said, we'll put you on for a year. And so we came out, and actually we signed the deal last Tuesday officially.
How about that?
And then we started working right away. So a week later, we're on. We had to, cram and put a bunch of skits together and bring some writers in. And now we're ready to premiere this week. It's been a bit of a whirlwind.
That's the best way to start a TV show is to stay up on an all-nighter to try and figure it out.
People always say it's like cramming for exam, which I've never done.
Right. Now, I heard an interesting I heard an interesting word in your speaking there, and that was skit. I was kind of envisioning you'd come out and you'd do a little monologue and then maybe have some guests and do some interviews, but you're also going to be doing some comedy skits as well?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we'll do some skits, but it'll be more traditionally a late night show, you know, in that vein. But like this last weekend, we signed a deal Tuesday. Wednesday, we were pitching ideas around. Thursday, we flew out to the Sarah Palin rally and did a Man on the Street thing.
Oh,
and,
nice.
In Elon, North Carolina. So that was amazing thing. We're going to do a lot of Man on the Streets type stuff, a lot of, you know, and one of the things we're going to try to do, I'm trying to get Jesse Jackson in here, because if Obama's elected, we're going to have to get Jesse a job. So we're going to bring him out.
That is true.
A lot of job interviews. We'll do a lot of stuff. And I'm very, very excited.
Yeah, I bet you are. Hey, DL, what's your thoughts as an American, as a black man, as a guy who studies the news? What are your thoughts on Colin Powell and him coming out and endorsing Senator Obama? That has created quite a rift with some people.
I don't understand why. I think that Colin Powell has obviously taken his time and made a very he's obviously looked around and seen and assessed the situation and decided that who he thought would be the best candidate. I mean, obviously, nobody's making this big a stink when Joe Lieberman, who ran for president, actually endorsed McCain from another party. So
sure.
I think that people are just tired of the status quo. People are tired of answering the question before they hear it. And I think that people are tired of just drawing party lines, and I think he's decided who the best candidate was.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, if he'd have made another decision. And I think that it's a little insulting for some people to say it's based on race.
Like Rush Limbaugh? Yeah,
of course. I guarantee you that no matter what, I bet you Clarence Thomas is going to vote for Barack Obama. I bet the Condoleezza Rice, because I think that this is just, when you look at this, clearly this is a moment in history that's almost too attractive to pass up. It really is. When you're a black person, you look at this, and it's not specifically because he's black, but he clearly is the most hopeful candidate. He clearly is the most worldly candidate to me, and it's almost irresistible to me. So
I find funny, though, is the Republicans, when he was on the Republican side and serving in Republican administrations, were all like, he's got some good judgment and he can't be pressured into anything.
Right.
And now when he comes out for Barack, they go, wow, it must be black.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no possible way that's possible.
I don't understand the anger coming from the right. I really don't. Like, there have been 44 presidents. All of them have been white. Like, we might get one.
Yeah.
Like, just one. That's like the Harlem Globetrotters being mad at the Washington Generals for winning one.
Well, I think a lot of people, they want to make sure it's the right guy, not just that it's a black guy. They want to make sure it's a good president that's going to be good for everybody in the country, regardless of whether the guy's black or not.
I do think that. And I think that clearly it's boiled down to one. And I think that a lot of the reasons that the poll has shifted clearly is not as much of it's not so much of what, Obama has said. It's that they're angry at the Republican Party. And that's just kind of what happens. Like, I was in Elon, at the Sarah Palin rally, and one of the consistent themes was, we want a Christian in the White House. I mean, like, we had the last 8 years at this point. Wouldn't you settle for a heathen who was just good at math? You could burn a virgin at an altar as long as you can fix this economy. I don't give a. You could sacrifice a goat. I don't care what you do.
Now, DL, I would like you, however, to call us the first time you get called into the office. After making a joke like that, say this Saturday night from CNN.
Oh, absolutely.
I would like you to call us and let us know that it's the beginning of the end, though, for you.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. We you probably can go online after I'm finished, but there was we were doing this bit about how, you know, there was in the history of black presidents, like there were, five different black presidents,
right.
And it started out with Sammy Davis Jr. Rufus T. Jones becomes president. You should see it. I mean, some of it is the most insulting stuff in the world. And then you get to Deep Impact, where you finally believe that Morgan Freeman could be a credible president, and the world blows up.
Yeah, well, that's true. But then he went from president to God, so, you know,
yeah,
he did all right. He's all good.
Ain't that the same thing? But it's just, we're just going to take a look at stuff. We're going to have, political guests on. We'll have, authors on. We'll have sports figures on. We'll have, just people that I enjoy talking to. And I'll always try to be consistent with the way I see things. I always will.
Well, you've always been a terrific guest on Bill Maher's show when you go on Politically Incorrect, or whatever they call it now. Real Time with Bill Maher, I guess is what it is. And I know this is something you've been chomping at the bit for a long time to do. So you probably are just so excited you can't even wait for Saturday. Is the show going to be live, DL?
The show, they're never going to let me have a lot.
Yeah, what are you, crazy? He's lucky he's got a show.
Right. Yeah. I'm working a janitor shift on CNN, but I don't, you know, to me, I think that the one thing that CNN has that no one else could offer is no one has as much access to news as they do. They're all over the world,
sure.
And we have international correspondents. We'll get a chance to talk to them. You know, anytime we want to do something, I don't think we would have been able to put the show together in 3 or 4 days, working days, you know, on any other network without this kind of access. So we're very excited.
Now, D.L., can I pitch a story real quick?
Absolutely.
Go to YouTube and type in FEMA coffins. I don't know if you've seen this yet, but honestly, there's an online thing where they're saying that FEMA, the government agency, is going to kill 90% of Americans because they're a bunch of coffins, and it is fantastic reading.
I'm getting ready to pull that up.
You have to do that. FEMA coffins. You will laugh your ass off.
You'll love it. Hey, let me ask you one
more. I want you to go on YouTube and look for Rufus T. Jones for
president. Absolutely. We'll totally do that. Let me ask you one more thing real quick. Are they going to keep you in a little closet away from all the other anchors, or are you going to have some kind of access to be able to talk to people like Wolf Blitzer and Christina Ampour and people like that?
Well, you know what's funny? Now it's kind of a standoff because we're not on the air. Nobody quite knows what to make of us. Like in the CNN directory, I'm under a news anchors. Like they'll have all
wow.
these people, and then me,
news anchor,
like, the dude with a GED standing next to Wolf Blitzer. But and it's kind of funny now because the set that they use for other shows, they use for my show, so they just kind of wheel elements in and bring them in. So it's really, but that's just the way they've always kind of done stuff. So. I think we have to learn everybody's rhythm, but I think that we'll get a lot of those people on.
Yeah, you'll know how much a part of the family you are at 11 o'clock on Saturday night, I guess, right? D.L. Hughley breaks the news this Saturday night at 10 on CNN, and then it repeats on Sunday as well. We're proud of you, man. We're very excited about the program. I hope we'll get a chance to talk soon on K-Rock, dude.
Thank you. Indeed. I'll be checking with you. Now I'm a New Yorker, in vicinity, but I'll always be a L.A. area.
You're the only New York news host that we know. News
That's
anchor.
True.
We know a news anchor, Bean. Well,
how about that?
Let's talk every week.
Okay. Thank you, D.L. FEMA's going to kill us all after the top of the hour. Well, we'll talk about the story. I don't know that we're going to die after the top of the hour.
No, we are.
But it is possible.
Right now, better not die before I get a 15-cent hamburger from In-N-Out Burger, I'll tell you that.
Not doing that today, I don't think. I think that's just a rumor, Bean.
10-cent sodas, right?
I think that's... Yeah. I believe that's a rumor.
Why would the internet lie?
Time for the showbiz beat. Now here's Ralph.
Britney Spears is a free woman. Good thing, too, because I was about to do some protesting. No Britney, no peace.
Yeah, I don't think she was enslaved.
Oh. She's a free woman. Her jury in her driving without a license trial remained deadlocked 10-2. So a mistrial was declared yesterday after 3 days of deliberations, and the case was dismissed.
I don't care. Either you have a license or you don't.
Elisa, you don't understand the complexities of the legal system.
That's a good point. I don't get that.
So she will not have a criminal record. And Brittany, apparently not too concerned about the matter. She didn't attend any of the proceedings in the courtroom.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, care. Ralph, I didn't follow this story very closely, but wasn't her argument that she wasn't a California resident, that she still has Louisiana residency, so she didn't need a California license? Isn't that what she was trying to say?
Right. That basically was her defense.
Okay.
But she's free!
Thank God.
Oh, I was going to break her out. They tried to put her in.
Sure.
I would not stand for it. Because Kevin loves the wax museum so much, I try to work in a wax museum story every once in a while.
Oh, they're so stupid.
Why do you hate on the wax museums?
Well,
they
look dumb. They're nothing like the celebrities. They're just dumb.
They look a lot like the celebrities.
Not like the celebrities.
Most of the time. Most of the time, they're spot-on replicas.
Remember when we went down to the one on Hollywood Boulevard?
Yes.
And recorded that piece of tape. The only thing I remember is everyone admitting that it was way worse than you thought. Everyone going, wow, this is bad. Remember Whoopi Goldberg? We didn't even know who that was. We thought it was Manny Ramirez.
Why are you guys arguing with him? They suck. They suck ass.
Thank
why
you.
Why are you piping up? Who asked you? But eat your apple. Eat your freaking apple.
Because you guys are acting like they're good.
Go in the back of the room and eat your apple like the orangutan that you are and pipe down.
I don't even understand your need to defend it.
It's not that they're important. It's just that there's a tremendous level of skill. I mean, it's an art form to make those wax figures that do most of the time look exactly like... I have pictures of me standing with the Dalai Lama, for instance. You couldn't tell that's not the real Dalai Lama in the photo.
People
the
wax who museum take is... pictures with wax museum people...
Because they're remarkable
that's
pieces of work.
So a different category that's even worse.
It's like saying, why do you go to those stupid museums where all they do is slap paint on a canvas? That's stupid.
Oh, that's way different.
That's just paint on a canvas.
It's just a different kind of art form.
It doesn't even look like the real Mona Lisa.
I knew her. Museums are lame.
Anyway, big hubbub in London. Apparently a man was transporting Paul McCartney's head.
Oh.
Is that code? Or
on
is
a train? No, he actually was carrying Paul's head from London to Reading last Thursday, and he, he accidentally left it on the train.
What? Why was the head separate from the rest of the body?
Well, this was one of the original Paul McCartney wax statues that was made in the 60s when the Beatles were first popular. Uh-huh. And they were going to auction off the Paul McCartney head. It was expected to go for about $20,000.
How do you forget that on a train?
I don't know how you lose
like
your head on a
purpose.
Train.
Right.
Yeah. Apparently he left it on a train, and now the guy who was carrying it is offering $4,000 for its safe return. So, good luck, guy who carries wax heads.
Poorly.
Poorly. I hope you get that back. You just sit down in the chair. Next to you on the train, you see just a severed head sitting next to you. Somebody decapitated Paul McCartney.
And does that guy even go back for it? I mean, really, you're fired. You might as well just leave it.
He's concerned about Paul's head.
Move on to another job.
Yeah.
Did he keep it in a duffel bag, does it say, Ralph?
The severed Paul McCartney head?
Yeah.
Writes better songs now than Paul McCartney.
Yes, it does. That's true.
Yeah, I did write that. Everybody's going to dance tonight. BS.
Yeah.
Speaking of music, Guns N' Roses.
Nope.
Is releasing the first track of their long-awaited Chinese Democracy album today. First time we'll be hearing some new Guns N' Roses music that's not a leak. It's been 15 years in the making. And apparently the song will be available to radio this morning. The CD is set to be released November the 23rd, exclusively at Best Buy locations.
Hey,
you want to hear a clip of that, Ralph? I have a clip
of
it.
Did we get a little Guns N' Roses?
Chinese Democracy, here's the brand new song.
How great is male ass?
Different.
Different direction.
Could have been worse, could have been no more on the phone, folks. Trust me. I know what you're thinking. Brooke Mueller, who is the latest Mrs. Charlie Sheen.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's been announced that she is expecting twins.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this way Charlie can be an absent dad to two kids at once. That's great. She's obviously inspired by Jennifer Lopez, Angelina Jolie, and Rebecca Romijn. Twins are the new pink, says TMZ.com. They've got the story if you want to hear all about it.
Kevin was so far ahead of this Hollywood trend, by the way.
As
I give him the credit for that.
As I go.
He was doing it when nobody was doing it.
So goes Hollywood.
Yeah. In fact, it's kind of, now it's kind of taking the luster off because everyone's having twins and you have new twins. And it seems like, it loses its sheen.
Of course. Kind of done.
You should probably get rid of one of them.
Or get another one.
Yeah, or get a third. Yeah, triplets, man. That would be the way to go.
That would be hot.
You'd trump everyone.
Make the third one black.
Yeah. You guys know that a third one and triplets are different, right?
Oh. I don't know how the whole baby thing works. I'm no expert. And I can't wait to read this Maureen McCormick book. Remember she played Marsha on the Brady Bunch?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's got an autobiography out now. And I mentioned last week that there's some interesting stories in there, some of which involve her trading sex for drugs. She's pretty much a coke whore.
Sure.
And she was banging around with Barry Williams, who played Greg on the show, and a bunch of interesting stories. Well, here's another story from the book that I hadn't heard about until today. Apparently, she got very cozy with a stagehand on the Brady Bunch series towards the end of the series when she was, in her late teens. And he was a carpenter and a stagehand, and he built her a hot tub for her home because he was a carpenter, and he did her a favor. And it had a safe, waterproof place in the hot tub to store her cocaine.
Oh my god.
Nice.
That is great lengths to which she would go.
That theatrical carpenter's name? Harrison Ford.
Really?
Thank you and good night.
Oh.
Thank you and good night. So if you ever need a hot tub made with a safe place for your blow, Harry's the guy to talk to.
He's the man.
Call Indiana Jones. He'll whip that up for you.
You won't be able to understand what he's saying, but.
No, but he does good work.
Yeah.
I don't know if I trust his carpentry today, though.
He's not palsied. He's just old.
Well,
man.
I'm just saying he seems a little low energy. I don't know how long it would take him to build anything at this point.
That's true. Might take a long time. Today's celebrity birthdays: former Olympic skater Brian Boitano. He's 44 years old today. Singer Shaggy.
Uh-oh.
Is 40 years old today.
Shaggy's 40, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum turns 56. Christopher Lloyd from the Back to the Future movies. He was, of course, Doc Brown, 70 years old today. Zach Hanson from the band Hanson is 23 years old. And director Spike Jones.
Oh, he's great.
He's a very talented guy, 39 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Yesterday during Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew at 9:30, we received a gift from God. And that gift's name was Tommy.
I wanted to inform everybody about the FEMA coffins and their plan to kill 90% of the U.S. population. It's a video on YouTube. Actually, there's several of them. And it basically, FEMA has several hundred camps that are pretty much prisons. They have barbed wire fences facing inward. They all have train tracks that go into them. They have trains parked there with shackles inside of them. Millions of plastic improvisable coffins. It's pretty scary stuff.
FEMA.
FEMA's out to get us.
Yeah, FEMA is out to get us.
Good times.
That's our guy. Now, he gave us some suggestions on where to look on YouTube, and apparently this is not just one crazy guy. This is a bunch of crazy guys who really believe that this is happening, right?
Yes, and we're going to take your calls if you believe or have any more information on this. Did we congratulate the Guitar Hero winner, Bean?
We have not.
Guitar Hero and PS3 winner was Michael Tremblay from Anaheim. So if you're on calling for that, we're going to have to clear the lines, and we're going to put somebody else on hold that can give us more information about FEMA killing us. So we go to YouTube, and by the way, that guy said, oh, I don't know, I could get in a lot of trouble for telling you guys this.
Yeah.
I mean, I could lose my life. This is very dangerous. And then Psycho Mike pointed out, well, then how come it's on YouTube? What
is, really, how much of a secret can it be?
Anyone can go to YouTube. So we lined him up for today at 7 o'clock, but he said apparently that 7 o'clock was too early.
To save the world?
Yeah,
it's too
to which
early.
I say, if 90% of Americans are going to be killed, I don't know, get up at 7.
He's kind of lazy.
Worth it. That's kind of like the Channel 4 news during sweeps when they go, something in your house could kill you tonight at 11.
Yeah.
Well, tell me now. How about that instead? So anyway, we went to YouTube. You look up FEMA and you look up coffins. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's true. I believe the government has picked FEMA, the worst government body ever, which we saw at Katrina.
The most ineffective.
To kill all of us.
Wow.
Because there are a lot of plastic boxes out in the middle of nowhere.
But why not the military? They have guns. They know how to fight wars. Why would you go to somebody who comes in to build shelters for hurricane victims? Why would you make them the agents of death?
Maybe FEMA will just do it through neglect, which they're very good at, and then
oh,
no
I should just
one can
starve
really
us out.
Accuse them of doing anything.
Sure, that's a possibility. Well, here's a little bit of the. It's a little disconcerting to listen to at first because it's one of those robot voices.
Oh yeah.
So it doesn't really say it with human phrasing, but if you pay attention, you're going to find out that FEMA going to kill us all. And the video is of coffins.
Here are your coffins, which you paid for with your tax money. There are millions of them waiting for you in different states across the country. Each coffin can hold three or four people, and most of you will be crammed into one right after martial law is declared in America.
Okay, so that's not good, right?
No,
that sounds terrible.
Bad. Yeah.
Millions of coffins, people. FEMA is going to kill us.
But what's the reason? This is what I didn't get from Tommy yesterday. Is there anything on the video as to why the government wants to wipe out most of its citizens? I mean, if for no other reason, you would think they would avoid that because it cuts down on the tax base.
I would like to suggest that the current president is in on it, and here's why.
Your president, George Bush, is an important member of the Illuminati. The master plan of this satanic group of puppets is a new world order. Their goal is to kill 90% of the world's population so they can better control the rest of us, and they will start in America.
Okay, so they're going to kill 90% of the world, but they're going to begin in America. Mm. And the reason being is so they can control the other 10% of us.
And is 10% some sort of magic number because that's how many people you need to be able to work the infrastructure to keep the highways running, things like that? If you kill any more than that, then you're down on personnel. Is that why?
Got to be honest. I haven't done the research on that one.
I'm trying to figure out because if you kill 95% of the people, it seems like 5% would be easier to control. Kill 99, then you only have 1% to control. I'm just trying to figure out where they come up with the numbers.
How are they going to do it, you ask, Bean? That's a good question.
They have already built many industrial ovens inside the FEMA death camps. These ovens will be used to get rid of the dead bodies. However, even burning these ovens day and night, they will not be faster than the gas killing hundreds to thousands of people at a time.
Okay, so they ovens. Are ovens, but that's not going to do it, so they'll gas people.
So the plastic coffins will be used to store the rotting bodies. If you are wondering why all this is going to happen to America,
I'll let you guess that.
Why do you think this is going to... Well, it has to be the gays and their sex, doesn't it?
The answer is because you have rejected God and mocked his law.
How about that?
Son, what a surprise. I knew that would come back and bite us in the butt.
Yep. God damn it, why did we let Ellen get married?
Now, wow. You know? Wow.
But I don't, look, I'm no theologian here, but really, does God kill billions of people because of bad choices that they may have made or choices that he would disagree with? I mean, is that how it works? Is that the,
well,
is that the God you believe
it.
In?
It's people, I mean, they're not saying God's going to do it. They're, the true believers are going to do it.
Although they did.
I guess that would be, they think God's will.
Which is odd because they said that the Illuminati, which is this, you know, shadow group that President Bush and his dad were a member of, is satanic puppets, they called them. So if they're satanic puppets, then how is that God doing it?
I'm confused.
You got to pick your bad guy.
And I thought God judged us, you know, when we went to wherever we went to.
I'm confused. Look, I know that our listeners are knowledgeable in all areas. There's nothing we can throw out there that somebody doesn't know about. We need some more information on the Illuminati. We need some more information on the FEMA death camps. We need to know what's happening here. And you have to call us and tell us, because if this is something that's happening like this weekend, then I have plans to make, okay?
Yeah, no kidding.
1-800-520-1067 is the number. And by the way, for everybody that we take on the air, you'll also win a copy of Midnight Club Los Angeles. Woohoo! On the platform of your choice. You can race at breakneck speeds through the streets of L.A. in stores now, thanks to our friends at Best Buy.
Best Buy!
And I hope you get the game in time to play it before we're all killed.
I was going to say, I certainly hope the Illuminati doesn't move before we're able to ship them the game, because that would be bad. Let's just take one quick call from Mike, and then we'll take a break. Mike in Commerce, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Mike.
Tell us about the Illuminati.
Check this about a month ago, a friend of mine passed me over a DVD that he got him from one of his friends. Damn, the DVD is called The Esoteric Agenda.
The Esoteric Agenda.
Right, the Esoteric Agenda.
Right.
So basically what it is that it's a conspiracy against the people of the world.
Yeah.
These guys have a plan to reduce the world population by 90%.
Okay, so that's the same story that we're talking about then. The world's population cut down by 90%. All right, go ahead.
Yes, and they're doing it by altering food and everything we eat and drink, and it's a pretty amazing DVD. It's too much to sum up in 1 minute, but I've got a copy.
I think you're off to a good start, though, Mike.
Look, Mike, you sound rock solid. Don't get me wrong, but why does the Illuminati want to kill us all?
Because the Earth is overpopulated.
By 90%?
And not so much here.
It sounds ridiculous, I know, but I don't believe any of it either. And when I saw
Dude, there is nothing between Barstow and Baker. How can we be overpopulated? We got tons of room.
Yeah.
Why don't they just relocate 90% of us to the middle of nowhere?
To the moon?
Yeah, to the moon. Good, Mike, good. All right, Mike.
We're having a serious conversation here, and you're mocking.
Mike, thank you very much for calling, but you're effing shaky. Okay. Oh, I just hung up.
Please hold on for your Midnight Club Los Angeles.
God damn
you to hell, Kevin.
What does it matter if we're all going to die, Bean?
All right, we're going to take a break. What's going on with the Illuminati? What's going on with the FEMA death camps? Who, by the way, Mike, didn't you jam with in the early 2000s? Didn't you do some gigs with the FEMA death camp?
They're a prog metal band. They rip.
I thought they were awesome. 1-800-520-1067. Your calls on this very disturbing and possibly real topic when we return on K-Rock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. We're trying to act like everything's all fine and good, but since we're all going to die...
Yeah.
By the way, we haven't brought up the point yet that FEMA, which is the governmental group that is going to kill 90% of the world's population, starting with Americans, that they have some lists, and you can be on a red list or a green list.
Well, what do I want to be on?
Decide.
I believe you want to be on the green list. I think if you're on
Does
the red
that mean
list,
you live?
You're going down. I think so.
Okay. Federal Emergency Management Agency, by the way, is what FEMA stands for, which there's nothing in the name to suggest that they're killers. I don't know where this is coming from, but apparently it's on the internet, so it must be true. We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. If Kevin doesn't hang up on you, you get a copy of Midnight Club LA on the platform of your choice in stores now. Why don't we start with Frenchie in Granada Hills, who apparently lives by one of these FEMA death camps. So he may have some actual first-hand information. Hey, French.
Hi.
What's going on? So you live by one of these FEMA death camps.
Yeah, I
No, it's like if you go up to the Odyssey, you can actually see it, like from the back of the Odyssey. You can look down over it. I've never heard this they're killing 90% of the population theory, but what I've heard is that they have these camps all around the country, and they have them in case there's huge riots so that they can contain people.
Frenchie, that's clearly their cover story.
But it makes a lot more sense if they're the emergency management agency.
So they wouldn't have them because...
I hate to burst your theological bubble.
I don't know what that means.
So if we had an earthquake, it wouldn't be helpful to have FEMA close by with equipment, I guess. It's not for that.
Well, I mean, they can't help us in a natural disaster. I mean, it is FEMA.
That's been proven.
Good point.
Well, here's my question, though, Frenchie, if you don't mind my questioning your logic. If FEMA is so inept of a group, how is it that they're going to be so efficient at killing people?
I never thought they were going to kill people, but apparently they are.
Well, and apparently you're first because you're closest, so be very careful, Frenchie.
I've driven up to it because, like, my aunt told me about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're dead. You're goner.
I went and drove up to it, and they kind of freaked out and made us leave, but...
Okay. All right, thank you for the call, Frenchie.
All right, thank you.
Hang on, though. We want to give you your prize, like you'll ever get a chance to live long enough to enjoy it.
By the way, I think that was our intern, Bean. What was her name? Remember?
Charlie Marley?
Yes, that was Charlie Marley. Guarantee you.
Let's try Alex in the city of Bell on line one. Alex has a theory as to what FEMA's motive might be. Hey, Alex, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Why is FEMA going to kill 90% of us?
Because they want to control the whole world population and the whole economic system.
Who does? The Illuminati?
Yeah.
How come?
All right. Basically, the world is overpopulated.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to reduce population from like 4 billion to 300 million, which is a magic number for some reason.
Okay.
And so what they're going to do, they're just going to... They want to make a terrorist attack again to scare everybody, and they're going to go into martial law, and they're going to try to go to one money system, which is kind of where they're going to doing the whole economic crisis.
A worldwide money system that everybody has to play along with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like the Euro does for that kind of.
Well, they're in 05 of, I guess,
of 2000?
Yeah, no. In 05, they made the North American Union. It's already a path got built where they can make Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. like one money system.
Right. Hold on. No, that guy's good.
Dan is in Woodland Hills on line three on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're all going to die. Dan, good morning. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I just want to tell you that it's all conspiracy with all the lizard people. Like, there's a video on YouTube. It's called, the Brendan Corey story. Saw this guy who disappeared in, 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, the only thing that was missing from this conversation was a reference to the lizard people. I'm so glad you called, Dan. What are the lizard people?
It's like some kind of like aliens or something, or like the president and Dick Cheney and stuff. Or
wait a minute. Is it aliens or is it Dick Cheney and the president?
Well,
or are they aliens?
Like, supposedly they're like ship changers and they could change into aliens.
I see.
Well, of course. Why did I think of that? Dan, do you believe this?
Not really. I don't know. There's all these videos on YouTube that I've seen.
Well, they wouldn't lie.
Yeah.
I know that.
You can't. By the way, it's a law. A lot of people don't realize this. You can't put something up on YouTube unless it's true. I mean, that's a fact.
That is a fact. Yeah. All right. I hope you guys are happy. I'm putting all these people on hold. These people are winning prizes from us. Really? The lizard people.
Come on.
All right. Where do we go? Let's go
to James in Long Beach. We're almost out of time, but James apparently has the facts, and that's what we need is somebody to shine some light on this because this is very troubled dark times this morning. James, what do you have for us, my friend?
Well, I got some advanced FEMA training for the last few years with them, and the camps are designed as relocation centers in major disasters. The 90% is used for the maximum in a major disaster. And the coffin boxes are real.
Well, yeah, okay, I can imagine in a major disaster that you need coffins.
So, yeah. Wait, what you're saying is they're prepared in the event of an actual emergency to be able to bury up to 90% of the population in a given area? Is that what you're saying?
That is the theory that FEMA puts out in the training, yes.
Is that the cover story or is that the truth?
Yeah, it sounds like you don't believe it.
Well, I don't, but it's still fun training to get, and then, you know, they give it to you, it's free, most of it. And,
do, Do they ever mention the lizard people and the shapeshifters and the aliens and Dick Cheney?
No, not pretty much on that. But, you know, there's some undertones in the conversations that they have.
Undertones?
Like what?
Like they know when certain things are going to happen, or they have a good information source on different major disasters, or if there was the, you know, whole big nuclear war type or inner world scenarios.
Yeah, I don't know what you're saying.
Well, basically, what you know, some of the, they plan for every contingency from a mass nuclear strikes to. Okay.
So you're saying it's just they're preparing for worst case scenario, but they're not going to attack?
No, but they also have a subclause in there for what they call auxiliary members, which they kind of hire people to be FEMA agents.
Okay, are they going to attack or not, dude?
I don't know.
You got to take a side. It can't be, I don't know. Our very lives could be at stake.
They could.
Okay, good.
Okay, that's all we want to know. It would suck if we waited 14 years for the Guns N' Roses album, and then we all get killed the day before it comes out. That would suck.
It would be pretty coming up in the next hour, ask a plastic surgeon.
Yes, yeah, Lisa, you ready? You didn't eat after midnight last night, right? Like we said.
No, I'm ready for anything.
We got the grab bag old plastic surgeries that we're going to reach into and find you something.
Okay. Seriously, let's put a wheel up. Let's just spin a wheel, and then whatever lands on Lisa, I mean, even, she doesn't need a nose job, but I'm sorry. If it lands on that, she's got to have it done.
I'm sure whatever he could improve, sure. Anything, mm-hmm. Right?
Also, LaQuisha talks about last night's Paris Hilton show on MTV. Unfortunately, that is still airing. How about this Saturday, Kevin? I know you love being part of world records in the Guinness Book of World Records. How about the world's largest simultaneous dance of Michael Jackson's Thriller? How about that?
I'm sorry. That's less.
You heard it.
That's less believable than FEMA killing 90% of Americans.
Let's talk to Madhru McCaleb, the founder of the L.A. chapter of something called Thrill the World. He joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. And nothing could be more timely than a Thriller dance, that's for sure. Hey, Madhru, welcome, my friend.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Hi.
Well, we're fine, but frankly, we're confused by how you and your friends are choosing to spend your time.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't. I don't think that was a yes or no question.
What's the deal? What's going on here? Help us out here, Madhru.
So I'm trying to create fun and community in Los Angeles.
Fun in community?
Yeah, fun okay. And community.
Okay.
So we're doing a Thriller dance.
Okay, that's not necessary, Kevin. All we right. All know what the Thriller dance is. All right, okay. Go ahead.
So yeah, we're bringing people together to do the Thriller dance this Saturday. It's part of a worldwide event to break the world record for the most people to do it.
Is there a world record for the most people to do a Thriller dance?
There is.
And what's the record?
There's a record for everything.
I believe it's 1,722 people, though I think some people in the UK might have broken that. I am uncertain.
We cannot abide that. Mm-hmm. We cannot let that stand.
And last year, no one did it in Los Angeles.
Oh, it's an embarrassment.
We're the coolest
Maybe
thing in America.
We had other stuff to do.
Did you just say we're the coolest thing in America?
We're the coolest city in America.
That's why we didn't do it.
We were right up until Thrill the World.
Right up until you got involved. Hey, Madhru, help me out here. The Thriller dance was obviously very popular and groundbreaking in the early 80s, and Michael Jackson deservedly won all the awards, and the video was big and all that. And then it kind of went away in the 80s and 90s, and you didn't hear much about it. But in recent years, the 13 going on 30 movie with Jennifer, what's her name? Jennifer?
Garner.
Garner brought that back, and then we saw the YouTube videos of the people in the prison in the Asia doing it, and then we saw the Indian guys doing it. Why is the Thriller dance coming back? No. Why do you suppose it is the Thriller dance is coming back 25 years on?
I think it's because of YouTube. Everybody wanted to know how to do it, but no one could figure it out because it's so hard to learn.
What?
But then YouTube made it easy, and everyone could learn it. I learned how to do it by watching YouTube videos.
Are you an expert?
Yeah, I can do the dance front to back, forward and backwards really well.
Which dance?
The Thriller dance.
You're going to be at Hollywood and Highland Center in the courtyard there this Saturday morning, starting at around 11 o'clock, I guess, is when the dance is supposed to go off worldwide. Are you open for new people to come down and join the dance, or do you already have your faux zombies lined up and ready to go?
No. To new people. We have a practice tonight in Santa Monica and another one Friday in Hollywood.
What practice?
We're teaching people how to do the dance.
I didn't say it, did he? Sorry. My bad. My bad.
Thriller dance.
So how many people are you expecting your event in Hollywood on Saturday?
About 100, 150.
Okay.
We just got a celebrity, Adam Savani, who's a 16-year-old kid who just beat Miley Cyrus in a dance-off on the Teen Choice Awards. We just got him to be our Michael Jackson. He can really dance. He can do the Thriller dance great.
Okay.
Who's the celebrity that you were going to mention, though?
Adam Savani.
Oh, he's the celebrity. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if we were all for the people who are teens, he's more popular among them.
King of Mexico just identified him as from Step Up 2.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, there you go. All right, so it's going to be in how many cities around the world on Saturday?
We have 95 cities scheduled to do it on Saturday.
Okay, and the Guinness people are going to be on board to make sure that it's the most, huh? And then once you've accomplished that, once you're done, once it's like 11:30, then what? I mean,
so
you're going to sit there and go, yep, we sure did that.
We did the Thriller dance.
That was fun.
Sure was doing the Thriller dance. That's
so
what we did.
After we do that, we have a couple more ideas planned for what we're going to do with it. We're going to do some guerrilla improv missions next week.
Some guerrilla improv missions?
Yes, right.
What are you talking about?
You remember the Grand Central Station freeze where all the people froze in Grand Central Station?
Yes, yes.
We're going to do stuff like that, but we're just going to go places and start doing the Thriller dance randomly.
What is it that makes you excited about showing up in random places and doing the Thriller dance?
Because people are like, what's going on?
I'm sorry, what did they say?
What is going on? No one knows what's happening.
Right, and then somebody else goes, it's the Thriller dance. And then they go, yep, that's what they're doing.
Right, and then they watch you for like a minute, and it's kind of exciting. Because you don't expect people to do it wherever you are.
True.
Mm. Okay. Well, listen.
He's got a point there. You don't expect it.
It's hard to.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Look, Madrew, I'm sure you're a good dude, and it's a shame you'll never know what sex is. But Thrill of the World, I don't know. I guess maybe we're not the audience for it. It's missing us. The thrill of Thrill of the World is missing us.
Being that is only being because you have not seen the videos that they have up on their site teaching you how to do the Thriller dance.
It's true.
Oh, really?
Here's a little
first of section of choreography is your zombie march. All you're going to do is walk forward for 4 steps.
All right.
And walk back for 4 steps.
Zombie march.
Forward and back.
Okay.
Always start on your right leg.
Right.
Whenever
leg.
You're upright, always start on the right.
Right leg.
Okay.
Hollywood and Highland in the Courtyard arrive around 10:30, and I guess the performance is going to be 11 o'clock, and it's free and open to all comers. Is there a website or email address you want to give out people who, for some unbeknownst reason, would want more information?
True. The website is...
He didn't say it. I know, but he was about
to give out the website. We can't allow that to happen.
Let him give out the website in case there's anyone out there who wants him.
All right, what's the website?
The website is...
All right. Drew.
Sorry, I'm just kidding.
One more time.
Seriously,
more time.
What is it?
For anyone crazy. The website is Thrill. It's Thrill the World.
Come on. Let him say it, and then we'll be done.
Thrill the World. Thrill the World.
Thrill the World. Thrill the World.
What is this? All of a sudden, it's the most important thing for Bean to get across. We must tell the people about thrilltheworld.com. They've got to know.
Somebody might be interested.
Nobody wants
all.
To do this.
Look, there are those
nobody.
Who do not have our taste. There may be somebody out there who wants to get
Michael
out of the house
Jackson
once in a while.
Jackson doesn't want to do this.
We really want to have more people than Austin and New York. We want to take the record.
Really? That's our goal? Really?
No, but I want to do that, too.
Come on.
All right. Mr. Madrew McCaleb, founder of the LA chapter of Thrill the World. You can Google search to find out more. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye now. Come on. What are we doing with our
show now?
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
7:56, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Wow, that was nuts.
I don't know.
What was that website for Thrill the World?
I don't remember.
We don't know.
I couldn't hear it.
Because I would like to go down there to Hollywood Highland. And
by the way, Psycho Mike is going to go down.
Rock out.
And they're going to take the video.
I can do that.
So we'll put it up on Monday. We should talk to Madrew on Monday, too, and find out just how it went, because that's great.
Why don't you want to thrill the world, man? Why don't you want to put a little joy out there into the atmosphere? Why has it always got to be hate with you?
He's a hater, not a joiner. You know
that. Scary.
Come on, you should have seen that coming. All right, back to you.
Terrorize y'all's neighborhood.
That's my favorite part of that song.
That song is not aged well, by the way.
Vincent Price saying, terrorize y'all's neighborhoods.
He can't use y'all.
No, he can't.
or y'all's,
yeah,
or the plural, or the possessive of y'all. Y'all's neighborhood. Gabe Vincent Price being all over the place.
Scary news from backstage at Dancing with the Stars.
Uh-oh.
Julianne Hough apparently rushed to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center after collapsing backstage. That's not acceptable.
Nice melons.
She's way too hot to be in pain.
She sure is.
Apparently, she complained of stomach pains all day, but after a performance, they became unbearable and she had to be rushed to the hospitals. Doctors are speculating that she's so hot that her vagina was trying to have sex with itself.
Really? That's what they're saying?
That's what caused the pain.
Wow.
Started to cramp. Just because it just wanted itself. That's how hot she is.
She's pretty hot, then.
Even she can't resist her, is what I'm saying.
What are all you gay guys that use her as an excuse to watch that show going to do now? She's not on.
She'll be back.
See how you cast aspersions?
Oh, she'll be back.
Secretly. Bitch.
Just saying.
Lindsay Lohan! The rumors are swirling that she may be switching sides again. Post Chronicle says she's got a huge crush on Chase Crawford, P.I. He's got a little private detective agency with Rick Savage.
I don't think.
Get the email, the angry email from Rick Savage, by the way.
Nick Savage, yeah.
Best email ever.
Yeah,
apparently, it was funny.
Apparently Rick was upset that we were...
He claims he's been working here for 4 years. Yeah, then why have we never heard of him?
That's simply not possible, by the way.
It's not.
That he's been here for 4 years.
I watched
been
to the meetings. Bean meet him. I watched Bean
oh,
meet
I know.
Him
I met him, too.
On TV?
Oh, I know. And Bean walked out, and he's like, hey, I'm Rick. And Bean says, who are you? What do you do? I work at K-Rock. And Bean says, no, you don't.
Walk away. Bean is right. And you're wrong.
Bean is good with people.
Nick Savage does not work on K-Rock.
Nick Savage.
He's a private eye with Chase Crawford.
Exactly.
Yes.
Just because a guy shows up at a calendar signing doesn't mean he's a K-Rock employee, Mike.
Yeah. That was the case. Nick the window licker would be employee at K-Rock.
Right.
Anyway, Lindsay Lohan apparently has a crush on Chase Crawford, and she's been sending him dirty text messages nearly nonstop after they met at a party a few weeks back. Spies on the set of Gossip Girl, where I guess Chase Crawford was doing some PI work, says that Lindsay's been calling him up to 4 times a day.
O-M-F-G.
And that Chase is being teased by the other cast members thanks to his new friend, Lilo. So, budding romance, could it be? Alf.
This doesn't affect Penn Badgley and Blake Lively,
gosh,
I hope.
I hope not. They're just making up names over there, the cast of Gossip Girl. It's like Mad Libs. They just pull something out of a hat. I got a pen. Should I use this? Yeah, make a name out of it. Pen. Oh, look at that guy. The security guy's got a badge. Penn Badgley. That's my name. Making stuff up. Guns N' Roses.
Nope.
Yep. Finally. After 38 years in the making, the CD Chinese Democracy is set to drop in November, the 23rd to be exact, at Best Buy's.
Best Buy.
Locations everywhere.
How many years, really? 13, 14?
13 years.
15?
Oh,
13
my
years,
God.
Yeah. We have a clip if you'd like to hear it.
Well, here's the thing. They released the first track off the CD today, and this is the first time we're getting new Guns N' Roses music off of that CD that hasn't been leaked somehow. This is the actual finished product, so if you'd like a little taste of the new GNR... Please enjoy.
Oh, come on. That can't be right. That's not.
I'm just kidding.
You kids.
There you go. Here
not right.
Sounds like Asia, Ralph.
Yeah.
Think about that. We could probably play that a little bit later in its entirety, but I don't want to take up all of Ralph's time. But if that came out right after their last album, you know, it'd be okay. It'd be good.
Say, who says you can't make music in a vacuum? apparently Axl's been in a bubble since 1985, and
yeah,
the music sounds exactly the same.
But hey, look, it's GNR. You want to hear GNR? That's who, that sure sounds like Guns N' Roses.
I don't think anything could live up to 13 years of hype, though. I mean, there's just no way to pay that off.
May have waited a tad too long. Today's celebrity birthdays. Director Spike Jonze celebrates his 39th birthday today. Former Olympic skater Brian Boitano.
Oh!
He's 44 years old.
Your dirty sex makes God send hurricanes.
All right, easy.
Easy, little O'Reilly.
Actor Jeff Goldblum is 56. It's a little O'Reilly, really.
Little Bill O'Reilly. That's who the kid is.
And actor Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah.
You know him as Doc Brown, of course, from all the Back to the Future movies. Indulge me for a moment, won't you? Marty, we have to get your mother and father back together.
Jesus. Yeah! Heavy Doc.
Come on.
Mike and I are going on the road with Back to the Future, the musical.
Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd is 70 years old today. We have to wait for the lightning strike. I'm Ralph Garman. And I walk the showbiz. Lisa?
Yes.
Good news.
We got you a vaginal rejuvenation. The doctor is here, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Yes. Robert Ray is Dr. 90210 and joins us this morning on K-Rock.
Third most common operation I do.
Is this amazing?
Is this city crazy or what? But the thing is, it starts here in Hollywood, in Cali, and it moves to the whole world.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I go overseas a lot, and I was recently in Santiago, Chile, mm-hmm. and they're already picking up the trend.
Really?
Third most common operation I do is vaginal, cosmetic surgery. That's insane, isn't it?
A little bit.
We do penile stuff, too. But the vagina is the third most common thing I do. Number one, breast.
Sure.
Number two, we do a lot of fat transfer to the butt.
Ouch. Fat transfer to the butt?
I got the noodle here.
What does that mean?
I feel like there's something wrong with my head. I can't hear myself. Can somebody please turn this thing on?
Mike, sorry about that. Yeah, you should be able to hear everyone.
Look at the size of this harp.
That's a huge needle. I'm freaked out by needles.
I do fat transfers with this monster here. But doesn't it make sense? In the old days, you guys, I used to put these implants. Look, this is a butt implant here. It's great.
Oh, I see.
It's great.
Okay.
Isn't it pretty? Look, I'm going to toss it across. I'm tossing to the guys. Isn't it soft and velvety?
That's nice.
Sure.
But I thought fat injection wasn't permanent, that over time it would reabsorb.
Right? 30% to one half goes away. We know that. So we pump it up.
I see.
We pump it up extra.
Okay.
Got it.
That makes sense.
I was giving a talk at the Playboy Mansion,
mm-hmm.
and I try not to go too often, but I went because it was a talk on breast cancer.
Sure.
And I was looking over a sea of basically naked. Who's been to a Playboy Mansion?
We all have. Okay.
We all have.
So, you know, it's basically 350 naked women, right? Mm-hmm. They have a little paint on them, but they're basically naked.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw these beautiful tushies everywhere, of course. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Playboy Mansion. But the three prettiest, I had to ask the women, excuse me, if you don't mind me asking, what did you have done?
Mm-hmm.
Two out of three had fat transfers. And one just did heavy squats.
Wow.
No kidding. You know, we were talking about fat transfers from the ass to the lips or wherever else, but I didn't know people were getting the fat put in.
Yeah.
Where do you take it from?
You know what? I had a model walk into my office the other day, 6 foot tall, right? Mm-hmm. Classic model here, 117, which is not even human, 19-inch waist. Right. How is that humanly possible?
That's an eight-year-old.
Thank you. Yeah. And then she had said, Doc, check this out. She turned around, and she had a muffin top. She had fat in her, what we call, the love handles.
No kidding.
At 117 pounds, she had that.
Isn't that crazy? I'm going to ask you to take your shirt off.
No. So she took it from there, you took it from there and put it in her butt?
And then we take that fat, we clean it up, and we inject it into the butt. It makes sense. It's your own tissue.
Sure.
Now, just a few years ago, we were doing the butt implant, which is this.
Right.
You know, I couldn't sit on your behind for 2 weeks. You know, we're operating right over the sciatic nerve. So thank the good Lord I never cut it, but it's a possibility. You could injure the nerve.
Can they also move? Sometimes.
Not the first 2 weeks,
around
baby.
To the front.
No.
No, she means the implant.
Oh, they can shift like a breast implant. Yes.
Yeah, that would be not good.
That rolled off the tip of your tongue a bit too fast.
So you're saying the butt implant could move like down to your back of your thigh or something?
It could drop like the breast, you know?
Really?
Yeah, so the ligaments could be weak and could drop.
That seems bad.
So fat transfer seems to be better.
I do.
And it's called the Brazilian butt lift.
Hey, Dr. Ray.
Yes.
Dr. Robert Ray is in our studio from Dr. 90210, of course, in his practice in Beverly Hills. We have so many questions for you, and we're going to invite our listeners to call as we ask a plastic surgeon here in a few minutes. But if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about you and how you ended up being a plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills from your humble beginnings in poverty in Brazil.
Okay, so I'll cut right to the chase, okay? It's funny. I went to Harvard, and I thought, you know, as the son of a janitor, I had to speak like people from New England. So as soon as I left Harvard, I was speaking out, white people speak like this. I better speak like this. I was speaking like this, quote, I would like you to cogitate, dissecting anterior to the axillary line, superior to the pectoralis minor muscle. And people are going, what?
Yeah.
So it's funny that a man comes back to his roots. So I started in the ghetto, and to the ghetto I've returned. And I noticed that
patients... Yeah, Beverly Hills, that's the ghetto.
Patients, you know, they pay attention more. I said, listen, if you don't walk, you're going to die. Capiche? And they understand it. So it's funny. I started in Brazilian ghetto, basically, a working neighborhood. But working neighborhoods in Brazil is like ghetto in America. And basically, I was a petty thief. And it's funny because last year... Does that sound good?
Yeah, it's good.
I was a petty thief.
That's good.
I was robbing stores two or three times a week. And last year, I took the cameras back to Brazil, and I showed all the stores on Dr. 90210 that I used to rob.
I hope you paid them back.
Nope, just showed them.
A journalist. I was doing a press conference in Brazil, and I remember Brazil's third world, right? And at times, we've had dictatorships. So one of the reporters and a sea of reporters asked me, which stores was it? I said... Are you crazy? You know, America, we have statute of limitations 1 year, but I don't know if there's statute of limitations in Brazil.
Sure.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
So, petty thief in Brazil. One day, I got a knock on the door. Open the door. Two gringos are standing outside the door. Two Americans. I mean, we're 6'1", blue eyes, blonde, square jaw, and I thought, FBI is here.
Mm-hmm. What did they want?
They were missionaries. They were missionaries.
I see.
Get
okay.
that. So, they tell my father, I didn't even have a bed to sleep on. I slept on a table. You know, no food to eat. The windows were cracked. And they told my dad, listen, this is not a good place to raise these kids. Let us take them to America. So my dad put me on a cargo boat. So I literally arrived in America in a banana boat. Of course, I got teased in high school for that.
Okay, wait a minute. So, but he didn't come with you, your dad?
No, my dad's a jerk. He was glad to get rid of all these kids.
No kidding.
So
they just give away their kids.
They just say, here, you take them on a boat.
You don't know my dad.
I mean, they
could
have taken you anywhere.
Latino fathers come in two varieties. The super involved. And they're totally uninvolved. My father was the latter. Anyhow, I arrived in New York. My mom was, you know, my mom was a janitor. She wasn't really an educated woman. So she didn't understand planes. So we hop in a bus, and we're going to meet this family in Utah, mm-hmm. right? The family that's going to raise me, right? So we take a bus to Utah. No one told us how big America was.
Yeah, that's a long bus ride.
I arrived in Utah like a week and a half later. And to make a long story short, it was a great family. They were very much into books. I ended up, you know, going to college, then graduate school at Harvard and the medical school and UCLA for general surgery and Harvard for a fellowship in plastic surgery. And I got done. And then my last day, professor said, you're going where? I said, I'm going to Hollywood. He says, 1 in 12 of the world's plastic surgeons will be within 1 mile of you. Why are you going to Hollywood?
Oh, because the competition would be so stiff.
You see that broken Mustang in the parking lot? Exactly. That's everything I own is in that car. I can't go lower. I can only go up. So I turn the car, and I head to Holly. I head to Cali, to Hollywood, and the rest is history.
Did you just call Hollywood Holly?
I meant to say Cali, but it came out Holly.
Just checking.
One more question before the break, and then we will get to your calls to ask a plastic surgeon here on KROQ. Why did you choose plastic surgery of all the things you could do with a medical license?
Are you serious? I'm Brazilian, baby. Think about it. I'm Brazilian.
You just wanted to work on hot chicks all day. That's basically what it was.
People don't wear clothing in Brazil. Brazilians have an obsession with plastic surgery. Every Brazilian is going to be a plastic surgeon. Come on. That's easy.
I got you. All right. What ear, nose, and throat doctor just doesn't seem like that much fun when you can be doing Megan Fox's boobs. I understand what you're talking
nudity.
About.
We're Brazilians. We don't have to hang up with nudity. Come on.
1-800-520-1067. If you have some questions, you can ask a plastic surgeon. Dr. Robert Ray is here. We'll be right back.
Just based on the excitement in the office, I would have to say that Dr. Robert Ray, Dr. 90210, one of our most popular guests in a long time. A lot of women lined up outside the studio here with questions
you,
for the good
for
doctor. How about that?
God bless him. You know, I don't like the studio. You know why? Everyone here is handsome.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like
true.
I went to Argentina.
That is true.
I went to Argentina recently. Every single guy in Argentina was handsome. I said, let me out of this country. Mm-hmm. I went to Venezuela. The guys were so-so, but the girls were all perfect. I said, okay, I'm home.
That's where
we're going to take your calls.
Every guy here is handsome.
1-800-520-1067 is the number if you'd like to ask a plastic surgeon.
My lips need some collagen. And crow's feet make me blue.
Ask a plastic surgeon.
Wow.
It's thin brown lines.
It's no paper stains, but it's close.
No. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Kevin has more questions. I do. Producer Alex is in here. We all have questions, but we want to get to the listeners first, and we'll start with Leah in Covina. She is on line three, and I think this will head us into a good direction. Leah, hi. You're on with Dr. Ray. Go ahead.
Hi. I have a question. My question is, can fat be transferred from your rear to your chest?
You know what? There's been a bunch of research in that area, and some doctors, and I tend to agree with that, believe that if you transfer fat to the chest, it would seem like a great idea.
It does, yeah.
It can calcify, and it can look like a tumor.
Oh. Ooh.
So there's very few plastic surgeons that transfer fat to the chest because it can mimic a tumor on mammogram. But it's okay because we transfer fat everywhere else. To your little vagina, and we transfer to your beautiful lips. I can say in Spanish, right?
Sure.
Is that FCC get upset?
Yes, no, they're fine with that, strangely.
And then we can transfer to your beautiful tushy, and then it prevents getting implants. It's your own tissue. But to the chest, be aware.
They have to be implants. Now, where are we on implants these days? Are they back using the silicone now, Dr. Ray?
You know what? Silicone has been approved again, thank God, because saline is great, but it tends to get a little stiff. It feels like a 17-year-old breast, 18-year-old breast.
Yeah.
It's like kicking the tire on your car.
We hate that.
And it can rip a little bit, so silicone is great. Saline is... A lot of my adult performers, adult porn stars, they will use saline because I can put it through the belly button with no scar.
Oh, I see. Sure. Yeah.
They're shot with HD. This year, we got shot by HD on Dr. 90210. It's a misery. Every little scar on my face shows. I do a lot of fighting. I have a lot of scars. And I can understand HD. They want to have it done through the belly button with no scars. So saline is super cool and silicone is super hot. Why? If you bust it, it does not leak out anymore.
Right.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hey,
it's a
speaking
gel.
Of
it's a gel.
Speaking of the implants, let's go to Amy real quick in Fullerton. She's on line six. Hi, Amy. Ask a plastic surgeon. You're on with Dr. Robert Ray.
Hello. I have lopsided saline implants. Is there anything I can do to fix them?
You know, it could be your saline implant is leaking on one side. Did you know, you guys, let's back up a little bit. Did you know there are no, I've undressed 12,000, I can't say that without smiling. I've undressed 12,000 of the most beautiful women in the world, right? Because I'm right here in Beverly Hills.
Right.
Been in practice 10 years, been a surgeon 17 years. Never have seen two breasts that were perfectly symmetrical. And just in case you guys want to laugh, let me tell you something about the penises.
Sure.
There is no such thing as a straight penis. There's a sign in medicine called the Throckmorton sign. When you're looking for a pelvic fracture and you're looking at x-rays, the penis always points to the fracture.
What?
Isn't that
no
funny?
Kidding.
It's called a Throckmorton sign. God has a good sense of humor, doesn't he?
That's awesome. So what, is there anything she should do?
So if your implants are leaking a little bit, go see your surgeon. Make sure that sometimes the valve can fail. It's very, very rare, but it can fail. And maybe leaking just a little tiny bit. Or your own native tissue was a little bit different to begin with. Your breasts were asymmetrical. Usually left breast is higher and bigger. Left breast is higher and bigger. Who can guess why? Here's an intelligent IQ test.
Your heart.
I like you, Alex.
Thank you.
Alex, by the way, how appropriate that the girl with the prettiest boobs here should have the right answer. She let me say this. This girl has insane natural breasts. Insane.
Wow.
Upper pole fullness, great cleavage, no stretch marks.
Do you want to use me as a model?
Can I?
Dr. Ray, you agree with us, though, that they could be a little bigger, right?
Oh no.
I'm just saying. Perfect. They look great, but couldn't they be a little bigger? Look, if one scoop of ice cream is good, two scoops of ice cream is great.
This is a 36D, I guess, with my eyes closed.
All right, let me ask you this, because we were talking during the commercials in the song about how you discourage surgery. That seems
odd. You know what? At some point, a surgeon, you know, you become a mature surgeon. I'm 17 years as a surgeon. And I realize in this bad economy that the knife is not always the answer. Yes, you've had six kids. You breastfed each one for 3 years. Pediatricians, please stop telling women to breastfeed for 3 years. There's no animal nature that does that.
3 years too long?
Yeah, I think 3 months is all you need for passive immunity. Anyhow, her breasts are down to her knee. That poor gal needs an implant and a lift. But you've been to college, first year of college, you gained 15 pounds. Don't run to a plastic surgeon for liposuction, for the love of God. Wear Dr. Ray shapewear as you tweak your diet, you guys. I'm 50. I fight guys who are 20 years old. I want you to tweak your diet, right? Eat things that move. If it doesn't move, don't eat it. Bread doesn't move. Candy bar doesn't move. Pasta doesn't move. Fish moves.
Does it have to be?
Apple
does it
tree
have to
moves
move
in the
while
wind?
You're eating it?
Preferably.
Okay.
Why do you smile when you say that?
Because it sounds gross.
So you only eat animals? You don't even eat vegetables, doctor?
I don't eat red animals. I only eat animals that are white. So, white meat, fishes, wild fishes, and I alternated fishes to control the mercury. Lots and lots and lots of salads, and lots of fruit. Not the real sweet fruits, the more bitter fruits. That's it, baby. Every 3 hours, and I fight. There's a guy here who's huge. I think I like to fight him.
It's like a Mike.
But anyhow, eat things that move, put creams on your face, walk everywhere. My car is always the furthest car in the parking lot. Everyone fights for the closest spot to the door. I always park the furthest. That's all you need. And put your shapewear on. In 6 weeks, you'll be ripped to the bone.
Shapewear, by the way, is his product that is false advertising, I want to say. Look at that.
Dr. Ray Shapewear at Sears.
That's fine.
It has butt
implants. So what I did is, in the shorts.
I took all the ideas from plastic surgery. Look at this. This is just one example.
I'm a white girl with a black girl booty. So it's not.
That's yummy, isn't it? At some point, you run out of adjectives, and you got to start the culinary adjectives. Yummy mommy, right? Good enough to eat. Okay, you see this right here? I stole from plastic surgery the butt implant idea, and I put it into my panties. That pair of panties right there is going to control your inner and outer thigh, and it's going to make your tushy real delicious in a pair of jeans. Same thing we did with creams. Aging today, is everyone listening? Aging today is a choice. You age if you want to age. Today, in my creams, I have anti-cellulite. Hello, ladies. 80% of
Does
ladies
that
have
really
cellulite.
Work?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
I was a chemist and a plastic surgeon. Can I put it on?
If it really worked, it
Drop
would be
those pants,
everywhere
baby.
In the news because 80% of women have cellulite. Thin,
80%,
fat, it
no matter,
matter
how thin they are. 80% of women have it, and my cream just came out at Nordstrom September 15th. I put a Botox into a cream. I got tired of giving myself Botox in the head. I got tired of my nurse giving me Botox because I film. My family has a bleeding tendency, so I go to film all bruised up. Botox works. So I put Botox in a bottle, and it's called Inhibitox. Again, Dr. Robert Ray Essential Solutions at Nordstrom's. It penetrates your skin and partially paralyzes the muscle. Look, I'm 50. I have no wrinkles.
You don't. That's
Isn't
true.
That bizarre? Isn't that freaky?
I am exhausted listening to you, Dr.
See,
Ray. I
really am exhausted. You don't have to have shots for the Botox then.
That's the idea. I haven't shot myself in the head for a long time, and I still am wrinkle-free.
How about that?
All right. We are going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we're going to get to as many phone calls as we can because we've talked about some breasts here, but we've got a lot of other people with thigh questions, with penis
penis. Let's do it.
Yes, we do have a lot of questions. More with Dr. Robert Ray. It's Ask a Plastic Surgeon, and we'll continue after this on K-Rock.
Ask a Plastic Surgeon.
Woo! Or something like that.
Thank you. You know.
Dr. Robert Ray is in the studios of the world-famous K-Rock this morning. He stopped by here this morning on his way to actual surgery immediately after the show. Today he is, of course, Dr. 90210, and I think he's starting to come out of his shell a little bit. He seemed a little shy and reserved at first, but now I think he's starting to get comfortable, starting to let it all hang out.
I've got one question. Was that a 9mm in that song?
I don't know what
I got a 9mm under my pillow. I get one death threat a year. Isn't that beautiful?
Do you really?
Did? I knew I had arrived. I did a cleft lip on a boy I found out later on was did not have papers. And whoever those guys are that stand at the borders.
Right.
Whoever. I get a death letter every year that says, I'm going to burn your face. I'm going to bomb your office. I had no idea the guy was unpapered. I just want to help this child.
Child.
Wow. So I got the 9mm, the German Shepherds, the high walls, the cameras. Oh my God. I'm ready, baby. I'm ready for you.
All right. We're going to go right back to your calls and get as many as we can on the air at 1-800-520-1067 to ask a plastic surgeon. But producer Alex, who apparently has the best breasts in Hollywood, has a question for you as well.
Aren't they beautiful?
I have a crazy ass question. So I don't remember what I was reading, probably Glam or something. And it was talking about an injection you can get. It's like lipo dissolve. And it like melts your fat away. And
like
all you have to do is inject
or something?
It.
You know what, you
in
guys?
In your ab or thigh or whatever. You don't have to suck it out.
This is my opinion. The lipo dissolve, the lipo zap.
I've seen those places.
They've not fully tested in America. These are European ideas. And there is a group of plastic. There's a large number of plastic surgeons that do not believe in it.
Where does
do not
it
believe
go?
In it. So I don't want to upset everyone here in town, but there are a number of plastic surgeons who think, again, it's an European therapy, which has not been fully tested in America.
Okay.
And some think that it does not work. Of course, there's a group who think it works.
Sure.
Personally, I have my doubts, but I think it's more of a gimmick. But it's
So
it's
don't make your appointment yet, Alex. I think it's what the doctor
Where would the fat go?
You know what? It's a combination of vasoconstrictive, of minerals, of medicinals that they inject into your fat, and the idea that it will dissolve the fat away. But patients that have come to see me afterwards have had mixed results.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Fine.
All right. Let's get to your calls. Let's go to Maria in Burbank. She's on line 5, calling about something that has become, I think, pretty common.
Hey, Maria.
Hey.
Ask a plastic surgeon.
I just wanted to know, there's a lot of doctors, one in particular, who are advertising this
quote-unquote lunchtime lipo, where they can take gallons of fat in one session, and you can pretty much go to work the next day. Is that a bunch of hooey?
You know what? Any of these miracle – first of all, if they're advertising, sorry, it raises questions, right?
Yeah.
The best doctors don't really advertise. Second of all – you know, these miracle cures, you guys, come on, hundreds of years, how many times you have to hear that over and over and over and over again? The body takes 6 weeks. Nature likes the number six. You break your arm, how long in a cast? 6 weeks. If I break your jaw, how long in wires? 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
You break your legs, how long in cast? 6 weeks. C-section, 6 weeks. Nature takes 6 weeks to get 80% of its strength back. And then a year, 1 year, there's scar maturation. So these miracle cures, come on, you guys, how many times do we have to be fooled? Plus, taking gallons and gallons and gallons is going to cause an electrolyte imbalance in your body. You're going to die. I mean, right? Electrolyte imbalance.
Yeah.
So the state of California
is very
clear.
Sounds like a negative
clear.
Side effect, doctor. It kills you. I mean, that doesn't seem like desirable.
Seems bad.
The state of California is very clear. Approximately about 5 liters of fat, which is about 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you should take out one time. 10 pounds. That's it. 10 pounds. Just going to a ultimate fight. I lose 10 pounds in the car on the way to the fight. Right? Remember? Those of you who are wrestlers know
you
what
have
I'm
car
talking
trouble,
about.
Then.
I turn the heat up and I wear the rubber suit. But you know what I'm saying? 10 pounds. It's just not worth it. Just diet, you guys. Tweak your diet. Walk everywhere. Why is it the Italian women in Europe are all skinny even though they eat pasta? They walk everywhere. So eat things that move, right? Fish, 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 salad, 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 and walk everywhere. And
but
you won't
you,
need plastic surgery. Come on.
If she wanted lipo, can you tell her what an actual recovery time is?
6 weeks.
Six weeks.
Thank you. She's not going to be home from work for 6 weeks.
Excellent question. One week at home, just relaxing and walking. Once you walk every 4 hours, right? So you get a blood clot. And then the second week, you go back to work. You can drive 3 days after your last pain pill. Approximately, and but for 6 weeks, we don't want you to do crazy things.
Exercise.
Control the stress. Don't run a marathon. Blah,
is that
blah,
a problem
blah.
With people? Is it difficult having people not do too much when they start feeling well?
You know what? I'm Brazilian. I can't get the Americans to relax. No wonder you guys are number one country in the world.
Yeah.
I can't get
the
gringos to relax.
Yeah.
We're the fattest too.
Minutes after surgery, they're out shopping somewhere.
Yeah.
Please, you guys, relax after surgery. Relax. Give your body a chance.
I'm doing my part to bring the curve down, by the way. I'd like to say. All right, let's get one of Mike's friends on the air because we haven't heard from any dudes. Johnny is in Van Nuys. He's on line two. This is a question that would certainly be relevant for Mike and his friends. Hey, John, you're on with Dr. Ray. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing? The question I had was just what are the risks of penis enlargement surgery?
And you is there such a thing, doctor?
Yeah, I really don't know.
There absolutely is. Now, nothing is in a vacuum, right? I do a lot of fighting. I got my nose done twice. I can't feel the tip of my nose. It's great because when I get punched, it's great. I smile when the
no
guy
problem.
Punches me in the nose. The idea is nothing is in a vacuum. To gain something, you're going to have to give up something. So when you divide the suspensory ligament, see, I'm capable of speaking Harvard style. When you divide the suspensory ligament, the penis is going to lengthen by approximately an inch. But the thing is, now you got to position the penis into the right angle to penetrate because you lost that ligament. So the price of a longer penis is now you gotta put the penis in its position,
so it's not gonna
instead
be...
of that usual 45-degree angle that it sits at.
Gotcha.
Another thing is there could be performance anxiety. How many times I've heard this? That's why a lot of us don't do it. How many times have I heard, oh, I got my penis worked on. It was lengthened and thickened. And now it won't work because so much of sexuality is inside your freaking brain.
Yeah.
You start fooling around with equipment, you guys, you're going to get that thing inside of your head and you won't be able to get Mr. Happy awake. So what I'm trying to say is it's inside your head. And so you know what? Stop running to plastic surgery. Plastic surgery has its place, but let's not do stupid things like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's lose your weight, Riley. And for every 30 pounds, you gain an inch. Just lose your weight, and Mr. Happy will come out of its shell.
Let's talk to Riley real quick in Costa Mesa because she's representing a bunch of people who are calling on a similar topic. Hi, Riley. You're on with Dr. Ray. Go ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I wanted to know if there is such a thing as a stylus where it works the same kind of like a tummy tuck where they pull the skin down, or in this case, they would pull the skin out.
Thigh lift.
You could have a thigh lift, but that incision is going to go right next to that beautiful little vagina. And the problem is most girls are shaving today, and you're going to have that scar right next to your vagina. Much better, you guys, to exercise. You've heard this one before, right?
Yeah.
Tweak your diet, walk everywhere, and don't get to the position where your thigh is halfway down to your knee. What I'm trying to say is control your weight. And even if you gain a little bit, when you tweak your diet and you start exercising, the body's very forgiving. Most of the time, the skin will contract. The skin will contract. If you need a thigh lift, it's definitely there, but we ought to use it only when you absolutely have to. The incisions are right next to your vagina, so in that intimate moment, people are going to go, oh my gosh, what's going
on
here?
Don't they also go all the
way around? And the scars may in time, drift down your leg.
Oh.
And if you truly have a body lift, then that scar is not only in front, but all the way around your butt. Yeah. You guys, it just pays to walk and exercise.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Riley. Listen, doctor, you must be one of the best plastic surgeons in America, or they wouldn't have given you a TV show. I mean, I think we can all agree with that one.
Here's the question. Almost 10 years now. Is that amazing?
Here's the question I've always wanted to ask a top plastic surgeon. If you had the time and access, could you put Michael Jackson back together again? Is it possible, or is he and others too far gone to look normal again?
You have perfect diction. How is that possible?
It's perfect. He's obsessed with it.
That's perfect English. Yeah. Anyhow, beautiful language. You know what? These are all my neighbors. I live right here in Beverly Hills, so I'm not going to criticize people, nor am I going to criticize their plastic surgeons. But just here's a little rule.
Let me ask it generically.
Yeah.
Can you have too much plastic surgery? Let's say you don't have
a nose. There's actually three questions
and
here.
And your last name is Jackson.
Everything. Luckily for plastic surgery, we have the technology. Pretty much we can reverse everything. We pretty much can make everything better.
Interesting. Okay.
And the other thing is, for example, we can borrow a little bit of rib cartilage or rib itself and reconstruct the nose. So we can pretty much reconstruct anything.
Okay.
The other thing is plastic – the second question seems to me, is plastic surgery abused? Plastic surgery was abused in the late 90s as the dot-coms were abused. When new things come out, they get abused, and then there's a maturation process. Today, late in – you know, in this decade, we've matured. Today, we don't get the 13 operations all at once. I knew one guy, one surgeon here in town, who did 13 operations on a girl. Operated all day one day, woke her up at night, put her to sleep the next morning, and operated all the next day.
Oh, my
God. That kind of insanity is gone, thank God. And what made us mature? Bad economy. Hello.
Yeah.
Bad economy. And number two, people realize that a little bit of plastic surgery helps. Too much is going to give you that surgerized look, wind-blown look, that everyone laughs at you. You look at the mirror, you think you look beautiful. The mirror is not reality. Yeah. A photo
then
is
you
reality.
End up like Kenny Rogers and you're unrecognizable from the person you used to be. Yeah. We know exactly what you're talking
about. So today, the celebrities don't age. Why? They do a little bit every couple of years, and that's it. They don't do that 15 operation all at once that makes you look like somebody else.
Yeah.
Let me give out the doctor's information for folks who may want to get in touch with him. Of course, he's got the practice in Beverly Hills on North Bedford. You can get that off the Google. You can call 310-205-3107 for the office, or if you're a potential patient or have questions for the doctor, info@drrobertray.com, and that's R-E-Y.
But most important, we're at Nordstrom. With
Nordstrom,
Dr. Robert Ray Essential Solutions. It's going to take care of the stretch marks, going to take care of the cellulite, it's going to lift your body, it's going to stop the clock, basically.
That Botox is most important. I'm glad you brought that up.
I'm going to try. He gave me some products to try. And I will honestly report back.
You're very pretty.
Fantastic.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Was she pretty?
Your boobs aren't as good as Alex's, though.
No. I
apparently wrote the textbook on boobs.
Ask a plastic surgeon.
Thank you, Dr. Robert Ray.
You guys are awesome.
Enjoyed having
you. Thank you.
You guys. Thank you, Lisa. We have LaQuisha coming up just after the top of the hour and brand new. I know, it's hard to believe. Guns N' Roses. Brand new Guns N' Roses.
What?
Yes.
So you say.
What the heck you say?
Guns N' Roses.
We're going to play it out of the news. By the way, Lisa wants to leave. She's not going to be here for the Showbiz Beat. She's not quite done with her consultation with Dr. 90210 yet, Ralph, so she's going to step out.
Can only imagine what the conversation was like.
Oh, my God.
A lot of work to do.
He's got girls following him all over this building here this morning. It's hilarious.
I think maybe the good doctors are looking to a colonectomy.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah.
It's one fragrant doc.
KRQ FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday. What's going on?
Congratulations to Jillian Anderson. She's a mom. Again. She and her boyfriend, Mark Griffiths, welcome a 6-pound, 15-ounce baby boy named Felix into the world on October the 15th. So congratulations to Jillian and her boyfriend. The little guy is the second son for the couple. They already have a 1-year-old boy, believe it or not, named Oscar.
No.
No.
They did not.
No, you're joking. You're joking,
see,
right?
Oscar and Felix, for those of you who remember, were the wacky roommates in The Odd Couple. One was a slob and one was very neat, and they couldn't get along.
Terrible name.
So Oscar's one and Felix is a newborn. Yeah. Neil Simon,
I don't know about matching kids' names. I don't know about that deal.
I'm naming my boys Batman and Robin. Kidding me?
Oh, dear God.
Absolutely. They're going to be named. Speaking of babies, congratulations. Speaking of babies, congratulations to our friend Allison Hannigan.
just announced in People Magazine that she and her husband are expecting a baby. So congratulations to Allison. Yeah. Well-deserved.
She's the best.
Her husband, also an actor, of course, they met doing Buffy together.
Mm-hmm.
So, congratulations. She's the best. She is. I miss her. She should come in and talk to us about
Yeah, we haven't seen her in a long time, and she's very funny on her TV show.
She, I think she doesn't want to come back anymore because Bean keeps making fun of the fact that no one watches her TV show.
Well, that does happen a lot.
Yeah. Bean keeps saying, I never watch How I Met Your Mother, and I never will watch it, but I like you. I like you. I just will never watch your show. She kept saying that last time she was in. It was very disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
It wasn't a passing reference.
No, it's like he kept repeating the fact. I haven't watched your show. I never will watch your show. But I like you, Allison. Bean kept saying that.
I love her, and she has an open invitation anytime to join us on the program.
But I'm saying she probably doesn't want to because you poo-poo her show.
Bean does not have social skills.
I don't know about that.
Great diction, though.
He does have excellent diction.
That's all that matters.
Alex has got great breasts. Everyone's got something. He wants to fight you, Psycho Mike. It's great.
It's very positive.
Yes. Cloris Leachman, surprisingly, was not booted off Dancing with the Stars last night. Tony Braxton and her bad ticker.
Oh.
Were sent home.
How Sorry, did, you, Leachman,
really? Did you ring Time a out. Bell for Cloris Leachman?
And did it ring one for Tony Braxton?
No, it was
Braxton.
For Tony. She looks awesome.
Who did you ring it for?
I'll say Tony Braxton.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say. That's what I'll say. How is Cloris Leachman still on that show at 82 years old, Ralph? Seriously.
Because America thinks old people and babies that do things are funny.
Okay.
If you're a little tiny kid doing something... Yeah. People love you, and mm-hmm. if you're an old person doing something, people love you.
Or a dog.
Or a dog. Or a squirrel. Or some sort of hedgehog.
Hedgehogs, not so much.
Or prairie dogs. People like prairie dogs.
Hedgehog.
And Guns N' Roses. Yeah. New track released today.
Gonna play it next?
Nope. Yeah, it's true.
Gonna play it next.
Finally, okay. Chinese Democracy.
Hey!
Being released on November the 23rd in Best Buys.
Best Buy?
Everywhere.
Best Buy.
And there's no passion for that anymore, is there?
It's gone out of them.
People reacting to the song. Got a lot of hate mail already.
Because we said...
we didn't rave about it. We played a little clip last hour. We didn't rave.
Well, we haven't even heard the whole song yet. All we heard was the 20 seconds we played during your
think
show.
It's cool. That's Pickle Axe Rose is better than you. F you, you F and F.
We have to like it?
Apparently we do.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we haven't even heard the whole thing, so we haven't even made up our minds.
We
so.
Will reserve judgment.
Those people need to take it easy.
Until after we play it immediately. Let's get the doctor back here and see what he do with her.
He told us. We were talking to him about that.
Yeah. You're showing pictures of celebrities saying, how would you fix this?
How would you fix this?
Yes, and what happened?
Yeah. So what are you getting done, Lisa? What's the list? What
I'm not getting any surgery done.
All right.
Done.
Uh-huh. She's got a ton of cream, though, she's going to be putting on.
I got cream coming out the ass.
That's what she said.
Oh!
I can't even.
There's not the filthiest thing that's ever been said on our show. Lisa, Gene Simmons can't even say anything.
Wow.
There's no way to augment that.
Nope. You can't. There's no way.
Do we still You're have welcome. The chick with her finger on the button? Does she still work here? Because I hope we got
I'm sure
that.
She
that
does. Chick.
We do,
did.
And she didn't.
Yes.
Back to you.
Wow.
No, we were. She was talking about.
She's
the,
got a lot of
the professional facial cream products.
But she said.
She dumped it.
Way to go,
congratulations. You got our censor to book.
I hope you're happy.
Dump it. You happy now?
I don't think that means what you think it means.
Okay, well,
he's the guy who just can't let the hornet's nest alone.
Not.
He's got to get that stick and start.
He's never been
it.
Able to.
Today's celebrity birthday is actor Jeff Goldblum is 56 years old today. He's going to be joining the cast of Law and Order.
Criminal Intent.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be good.
He's an awesome actor.
He is good. And I like that series. He had Reigns. He played the detective. He talked to dead people. Remember that?
I do.
Only
and
lasts
I did.
Like a handful Briefly, episodes, yeah. and it went away. But I thought he was real good in that. 56 years old today. Director Spike Jones is 39, and actor Christopher Lloyd from Taxi and Back to the Future is 70. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Brand new Guns N' Roses. Brand new Guns N' Roses.
That is not a term I ever expected to hear in my lifetime. To tell you the truth.
Brand new Guns N' Roses.
Chinese
Democracy on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. That's the first, official release from this CD?
Yes, that is correct. Right. Yeah, that's what we've been waiting 14 years for. So there, you've heard it. Now shut up. It's 9:13 on the Kevin and Bean Show. LaQuisha is on the phone talking about Paris Hilton's new show over there on the MTV. Hi, LaQuisha.
How are you doing today?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Couldn't be better. I got a chance to see Paris Hilton's new BFF last night.
Mm-hmm.
I love me this show.
Yeah, because she's bad?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're all bad. Everybody's bad.
Mm-hmm.
LaCrecia, I love bad white people.
Did you have any kind of an opinion? Were you amused at what Paris Hilton had been doing up to before this MTV show?
No, I'm not a big Paris Hilton fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I did feel bad. I heard that her dog ran away and had a baby with Joe Madden.
That's Nicole Richie. That's her friend Nicole.
I know. I kid Nicole because she's way too skinny for me.
Now, the point of the show is that Paris is looking for a new best friend, and she is auditioning people in unusual ways for that job, right?
That's right. She got contestants living in a house, and they have to do wacky things to impress Paris till she picks one of them to be her new best friend. And I tell you, we're about 3-4 episodes in now, and the rest of the people in this house, there's one girl they don't like, and her name is Corey.
Pretty much everyone in the house doesn't really get along with Corey or doesn't really like her. She's not really real. She kind of, like, puts on a fake face, and, like, sometimes she'll, like, clap, like, yay!
She claps?
She does not clap like
what?
Yay.
I had no idea she clapped. Well, then, I hope someone murders her in her sleep, then. How dare she go around clapping?
I like that anyone on this show can yell about somebody else being fake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what this whole episode's about.
What
who's
the hell?
Real and who's fake in the house? Now, when the news comes back about the last two people who got sent away last episode, Ansh, the Japanese gay dude.
Right.
He's happy because the other gay dude on the show was asked to leave. So he's the last man remaining, and he is so excited.
Oh, my God, that's sad. Oh, my Aww. God.
I'm the alpha male now, you guys.
No way.
Boyfriend has never been an alpha male his whole life.
That is not real.
Well, it's time to start the competitions, and Paris brings them all together to tell them what she's going to ask them to do this episode.
As you all know, over the years, I've made the switch from Hollywood socialite to successful businesswoman. Don't get me wrong, I still like to have a good time, but working and promoting my line is now taking first place.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
She has a line?
She does a line of?
Clothing, I guess.
Okay.
She got a lot of lines in her time, you know what I'm saying? Yes.
I think we do.
But I had no idea she had a clothing line.
I didn't know that either.
So if promoting her clothing line is her first priority, she's doing a poor job of it.
Job well done.
Yeah.
So all these kids have to get together and team up, pair off, and do commercials for one of her products.
Oh, dear God.
And she brings along her director from the Carl's Jr. commercial where she was washing the car. Remember that?
Yep.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And the guy also directed her Stars Are Blind video. So you know he's got talent. And he critiques their commercials as they film them. Now, one thing he doesn't like about Ansh, the Japanese gay guy, is that Ansh is wearing short shorts in his commercial and things keep dangling out of the man.
Oh.
Chris is filth, and Chris, oh, he just kept on telling me to tuck it in, tuck it in. I mean, I'm a boy, okay? Well, what am I to do, like, if it's there, you know? I have a schlong.
First of all,
you're making this up.
Let's wait on saying you're a boy until the boys in the lab send the test results back first, okay?
And by the way, aren't millions of other boys capable of keeping it in their shorts when they dance?
Well,
I mean,
some people are. I know that. Another team of girls, they're working on another product, and this is what Chris, the director, thought of them.
That's it? Okay. Really? I've seen cardboard cutouts that have more personality. Listen, it's a big problem. You know, you're trying to sell jeans and you just don't even fit into them. I may even suggest getting a gym membership and some stomach crunches. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, you did.
No, he didn't.
Is everyone in Hollywood gay?
Everyone on the show seems to be.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, after she decides who does the best commercial, back at the house, she brings in a special friend to help her decide who's fake and who's real in the house. That friend is Paris Hilton.
Oh, no, because the show wasn't gay enough?
The only thing that can make this show worse, I was thinking as I watched, is if Paris Hilton showed up. And sure enough, he did.
Paris called me up for a very special task. I am the queen of gossip, so I'm going to get to the bottom of who's real and who's fake in this house.
Well, then you got to ask yourself and Paris Hilton to leave immediately if you're throwing out all the fake people. Perez Hilton starts to interview all the different contestants, and in one very, very funny segment, he pretends to be heterosexual and wants to make out with one of the prettier girls in the house.
You want to make out?
No.
What if we just touch tongues? Come on, let's touch my tongue. Touch my tongue. I'll give you, like, extra credit. Come on.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah. Paris will love it.
And this is really going to give me extra credit?
Yes.
Do you swear?
I pinky swear.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Ooh. Little advice for Mr. Hilton. Next time you're trying to impersonate a heterosexual,
yeah,
don't squeal at the end of it when you kiss a girl.
Yeah.
They're not so convincing that way. Well, he goes around to the rest of the girls and asks them to rate themselves. Are they real or fake? One being very real and nine being very fake. And Corey, the girl who doesn't quite isn't quite the favorite in the house, I don't think she's a little unclear on the concept.
Nine.
So you're one of the fakest people here?
Oh, no, like the other way around. I'm sorry, do this again?
Okay.
I'm sorry. My heart's racing.
You're so cute.
I'm not the biggest rocket surgeon.
She is not the biggest rocket surgeon.
She's my female equivalent.
Kevin, you should marry her and have lots of dumb children. Well, it comes down to two people who Paris has decided to throw one of them out of the house when all is said and done. Down to Corey, who nobody likes, mm-hmm. and Ansh, the flamboyantly gay Japanese dude.
Sure.
And Ansh realizes he needs to make a bold statement. Here, he's on a chopping block. He's got to make a big impression, and so he does something no one ever thought he would do.
After yesterday, I want to show you the real me, so I've decided to take off my makeup and let you see who I really am. And I just wanted to tell you that I'm here for you, and it's from the bottom of my heart. I want to show you who I really am. Because best friends, when they have sleepovers, they see who each other really is without makeup, without all the fakeness. And I want to show you that.
I took a paper towel and some water and mm-hmm. wet it down and wiped his face off.
He did not.
He showed himself without makeup on.
What kind of makeup is this dude wearing, LaQuisha?
Gay guy makeup.
And does he look exactly the same with the makeup off?
Absolutely. Mm. But now she knows the real him. Because then when you have a sleepover, that's what you do. Anyway, she kicked him off the show.
Okay. She kicked him off the show?
Yes, she did. But it wasn't easy for Paris. I think she felt bad about it.
I can't say TTYN to him.
No, she can't.
Oh, what a sad day.
She can't say TTYN, talk to you never, because she loves him too much.
But isn't that her signature kickoff?
But she couldn't do it, Kevin.
Oh.
She cared too much about Ansh.
Well, then don't kick Ansh off.
Well, she had to. She had to keep Corey around because Corey deserved another chance.
Mm.
But Ansh at least has a good attitude about leaving, and he realizes that, well, he loves everybody.
I've gained so much more than what I thought that I was going to. And I really have to thank Paris for giving me this chance. Because it's just been a crazy ride, but at the same time, it's like a present. It's like a huge present that I just got. I love all those people. I love Zoo. I love Natasha. I love Kaylee.
Right.
I love Vanessa. Right. And I love Lauren. I love Shelley.
He almost forgot the name of that person he loved there at the end. And I love that girl.
That other one.
And the one who wears pants.
Oh, he loves too much.
He's around the room saying love. He's like Steve Carell, the anchor man, just looking at random things. I love lamp. I love
whatever comes up.
Cameraman. I love microphone. He's just loving things.
Well, now everybody in the house is real, though. Now.
Now everybody's real.
Okay.
Now we're really going to find out who loves Paris for Paris. It's going to be her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can I stop watching this show now?
Nope.
Sorry. Damn.
You got to keep watching. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Our next topic comes from the pages of New York Magazine. I don't know who it was that tipped us off to it, but apparently, well, this audio tells you all you need to know about it.
So what are the benefits of getting the Geisha Facial?
Well, Geisha Facial contains nightingale droppings, natural enzyme, and guanine to cleanse and brighten the skin.
Okay, if you don't mind, nightingale droppings.
Yep.
Bird poop.
Yes.
Right, bro? We're talking about, I mean, you can call it nightingale droppings all you want, but we're talking about bird poop, right, on your face, and it makes your skin nice.
That's correct.
That's what they're saying.
Okay. The high-end place to get this done in New York, and so far we haven't been able to find a place in Los Angeles that offers it. It is called Shizuka. It is named after the owner of the place. Shizuka is on the phone with us now on the Kevin and Bean Show on Kira. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We're delighted. We're always interested to find out the new lengths that women will go to improve their appearance. And this just seems like it's a step too far, my dear.
Well, it's not all bird poops. It's the only nightingale droppings I can, okay. Offer.
How did you discover that nightingale droppings worked, and how did you discover that no other birds did?
Oh, okay. So first question, my mother told me that, when I was a child, and I remembered.
Was she teasing? Was she kidding?
Wasn't. And, okay. In 18th century Japan, the kabuki actors and geishas, their makeup, white makeup, thick makeup contained lead, and they became very sick.
Okay.
They tried everything they could, and it was nightingale, they found the nightingale droppings cleansed their skin.
Cleansed the skin of the thick makeup.
Right. Okay. And then, so since then, now, we have tons of cleansers, good cleansers around, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't need to use nightingale droppings from the bird cage.
Right.
But still the geishas in Japan, they love it because, the other, ingredients makes their skin like a porcelain,
I see. How do you think the first person found out that nightingale droppings works on your face?
Right. I mean, I was, I was surprised too. And then also I don't want to use it, as other people. I don't want to use it, but I researched why it works and then also how the poops comes to me, just from the bird cage or, a UV sterilized powder, what we use.
Oh, it's been sterilized.
Right, right. Mm.
Oh, so you don't have 30 nightingales that live in your salon there and you have to go and scrape up poop every day.
Not only that, we don't go to Central Park to collect the, pigeons' poop.
Right.
No.
Because that would be ridiculous,
yeah,
right?
That would be
right.
Bad.
Yeah.
Now, Shizuka, let me ask you this. The Japanese people are very, very beautiful people, and they are famous for their beautiful complexions. You rarely see a Japanese person with a bunch of acne or dry skin or anything like that. Is this very commonly used in Japan, or is it still only for a tiny percentage of the women?
I think my mother's age, they used a lot.
Your mother's
age. And
then,
yes.
Okay.
And it's because a word of mouth from mothers to daughters, grandma to, those things. And then, so we totally forgot about that. And then, I brought, even in Japan, they started to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. but this one, the Shizuka, New York, it's a full facial. It's a facial. We have not only nightingale droppings. We use the green tea, a collagen mask, the camellia oil to massage the face. And so it's a whole 1 hour procedure.
So you mix other stuff with the bird poop.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a lot of your clients, they love what it does to their skin and they come back and have it done again.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It's
okay.
It's very natural. And then you see the result too. So it's great.
Oh, people can convince themselves of lots of crazy stuff, Shizuka. We're not doubting that. Don't get us wrong.
It's natural. There's no argument there.
Well, the thing is, they don't see the real poops, and then it's a UV sterilized powder, and I mix with something else, rice bran, for example.
Sure, you need some rice bran with your bird poop.
Yeah, or maybe some pig vomit. I mean, there's a lot of things you can cut it with.
So do people come in and ask you a bunch of questions like we're asking you?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Okay. Last question for you, Shizuka, and you're very kind to come on and speak with us today, but are you aware of anyone in other parts of the country, specifically Southern California, that is doing this, or are you exclusive to this in America?
The geisha facial we offer is that I created,
mm-hmm.
So I don't think other places are doing it.
Just you.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah, and we are planning to have, you know, product. We have Shizuka New York skincare product, and then we are on the process to make the product with the Nightingale.
Oh, I see. So we would be able to buy it here in the stores.
Right. I mean, you know, not right now, but, you know, like we are trying to, you know, make it because we get the request a lot. Now,
sure, so, certainly.
Yeah. Sure, yes.
So this time next year, I'll look 17 again. I can't wait. I'm very excited about this.
Well,
all right.
You have to stay out the sun first.
Stay out the sun.
Stay out the sun. Absolutely, yes. Shizuka, you are very charming, and congratulations on your place in New York, and congratulations on the Nightingale poop. I never thought that I would say that sentence, but I'm glad you came on with us today on K-Rock.
Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Having me. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067. Get on the air. Get a prize today. A pair of tickets to the Six Flags Magic Mountain Fright Fest taking place Fridays through Sundays through Halloween night with a bonus night of Thursday, October 30th. That's what you get for giving us a call toll-free and coming on the air with us. Why don't we start with Chris in L.A., who's really calling about the best thing on TV maybe this year.
What it do, nephew?
What it do, Chris?
Hello, Lisa May.
Hello.
Well, I want to thank my boy, Ralph. Give us a heads up for Lucky 13 on the house.
Enjoy that episode, did you?
Oh, God, yeah. Best 42 seconds ever.
Yeah.
Ralph hasn't seen it. He's frothing at the mouth.
I know. I'm going to rush out of the studio and go home and watch it on TiVo.
Wow. I saved it on my iTouch and watch it every...
No!
Wow.
You know, when you say the best 42 seconds ever, that's all you needed?
No. It was the 42 seconds of scene. I need, like, probably 2 minutes.
You know, Chris, if you go to YouTube and punch in Lucky 13, there's an extended version of that sex scene that they couldn't show on broadcast television. It's a little racier.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking for it right now.
Yeah, it's Olivia Wilde unbuckling her girlfriend's pants, and then she starts kissing her stomach and pelvis, and they asked not to show that on Fox. So that censors.
Also type in FEMA and coffee.
No, don't type that in. Lucky 13.
I was wondering last night, Ralph, if they had to, no pun intended, to trim that scene because the Fox they put it on at 8 o'clock now. House is an 8 o'clock show for the first time this year. At 9 o'clock, they probably could have gotten away with that other scene.
So there's extended lesbo action on YouTube for if you punch in Lucky 13.
Excellent. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, speaking of chicks, let's go to our friend Sam in Lawndale. He's on line one. The Armenian comedian has a new business venture he wants to share with us. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I have a new gimmick. I'm trimming the pubic hairs and coloring it. It's good for the same-sex marriage or your partner. And I'm doing also a new research about talking about the doctor about breast implants from the mother's ass.
The mother's ass?
What?
Wait a minute. We have so many questions.
Let's start with the latest, though, which is breast implants from the mother's ass.
Yeah, to the daughter's breast.
Okay.
But you can't. We learned this morning from Dr. Rabe, Dr. 902, that you can't take fat from an ass and put it in boobs. It doesn't work like that.
Even your own.
Right.
Oh, you know, also, how about, you know, getting the daughter's...
Sam, you don't do plastic surgery. What are you?
You're a barber.
You're a barber.
He's doing some research, Kevin.
What do you know about breast implants from a mother's ass?
Yeah, you know, you can put from the mother's ass that she is so fat, and you can put it on the daughter's breast.
And you've done the research on this?
Yeah, I've done the research, and it's the same genetic and genes. It doesn't harm any, you know?
Okay, but why not just, if you're going to do that, and you shouldn't because it's wrong and it won't work, but why not just take the fat out of your own ass and put it in your own boobs if you're a woman?
Yeah, well, that also could be done, but maybe her ass, if you take it, it will be look like toothpick ass. You know, it doesn't look...
That's right. What if a woman doesn't have enough ass to give?
That's a good point.
Mothers are all fat and have big ass.
And you go to mom.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to you
it's
cutting.
It's like giving a kidney, you know? The body won't reject it.
Let's go back to you cutting and coloring pubic hair, if you don't mind.
Or pubic hair.
Or pubic, however you want to say it.
Is this something you've done yet, Sam?
I've done it. I have already... People are calling. It's a new thing now. Pubic hair stylist.
Nobody's calling you.
Not one person.
Only for females.
Oh. Yeah, that phone's ringing off the hook.
Sure enough.
And how many women have you done this procedure for?
I already have this Saturday. I have about three of them coming.
Nope. No, he's saying this coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
He didn't do it last
Saturday. That's not true, Sam. You're lying.
I'm not lying. Believe me, I already put a sign on my station.
That I believe.
There you go.
And people are just saying, hey, whoa, wow.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Men even trying to tell their girlfriends, sending their girlfriends to me.
Right, of course they are.
That's where I'd send my wife if I wanted her to get trimmed.
Sam, what day next week can I come by so that you can cut and color my pubic hair and Lightning's going to film it?
Oh, okay.
Pubic.
What day?
Design, color, bleach, and, you know, complete, because there's pubic hairs, there are so much. I even waxed it, you know.
But Mike wants you to work on him. Are you willing to do Mike's?
No, I said female only. I don't know.
Okay, let me ask you this then, Sam. You say you have appointments for Saturday. Can Psycho Mike come down and interview you and your client on Saturday who's getting her pubic hair trimmed?
Absolutely.
All right.
You have to bring a model from Psycho Mike.
Bring a model.
Wait, what? If you have women already coming, why would I have to bring a model?
These are my customers. They don't want to be on there. We're going to have private room and everything.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't do only on the hair salon. I have a private room.
He doesn't have to watch it.
So Sam takes you into a private room with a locked door and then starts working on your pubic hair. That's what's going to happen to you. That sounds like Saw 5.
And the phone number here is...
Yeah, we don't need the phone number. Thank you, Sam, though. Yeah. Appreciate it.
All right. Second, Mike, please follow up with Sam.
No woman will ever do it.
No problem.
Not one
follow
single
up with
woman.
Him and find out.
Not a single woman would do that.
Well, we have some great calls, but unfortunately, no time for any more today. But please, Jose and Adam, please call us back tomorrow. And Mark and Jeremy, we want to talk to all of you, but we just ran out of time today. We want to thank our special guest, D.L. Hughley, for joining us today. D.L. Hughley Breaks the News is his new talk show debuting this Saturday night at 10 on the CNN. Also, thanks to Dr. Robert Ray. He is Dr. 90210. Ask a plastic surgeon today, and you can write to him at info@drrobertray.com if you want to check that out. And thanks to Shizuka for the Geisha facial information. And don't forget the Thrill the World event if you want to be part of the world's largest zombie thriller dance. Thrilltheworld.com is the address, and I want to thank Madru McCaleb for joining us for that.
Why would you say that like it's real?
There are people who will find that entertaining, Kevin. I know it's not you, but there are some who will enjoy it.
I'm going to go with no. I'm going to go with the same people that are going to get their pubes styled and colored.
Sam will be down there at Thrill the World, and he will be styling pubic hair while you do the thriller dance.
Remember when we were telling you to get your K-Rock sticker and send in the back, and you could get the golden ticket and the brand new car?
Yes, mm-hmm. Of course.
Going to give it away tomorrow. Tomorrow at 7:20.
Wow.
Brand new car and the K-Rock golden ticket.
That is sweet. Amazing.
Also, tomorrow we are going to talk to Dr. Drew about Celebrity Rehab 2.
Oh, can't wait.
And
Electric Boogaloo, right?
Yes. And Sex with Stepper.
Right. Excuse me, what?
I'm sorry, what? I didn't hear the last one.
Sex with Step.
What?
Come again?
Sex with Step.
I'm sorry. You're dropping out of the bottom there. I'm
having sex with Step.
We have less than 5 seconds now to tell you that Kat Corbett is up next with 40 minutes nonstop. K-Rock, see you tomorrow.